News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following a Wall Street sell-off, President Trump temporarily backtracking on tariffs on Canada and Mexico, although the president insists the move has nothing to do with the stock market.
In a reversal, the president is delaying the 25% tariffs on many Canadian and Mexican imports. This is the second one-month postponement since he first unveiled the import taxes early last month. The threatened tariffs have jeopardized relations with America's two neighbors, and the plans have caused the stock market to sink. The president says he still plans to impose reciprocal tariffs starting in early April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Saudi Arabia will host talks next week between high-level American and Ukrainian officials as discussions to focus on ending the war with Russia and on a U.S. minerals deal with Ukraine. Trump envoy Keith Kellogg says Ukrainian President Zelensky has only himself to blame for President Trump pausing military aid to and intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
You don't try to challenge the President of the United States and the Oval Office that, in fact, you need to side with me and not the Russians. You don't become an independent interlocutor if you look at something like that. And he was forewarned. It's not like President Zelensky was not made aware that this is what we wanted out of the Ukrainians, to basically say, go here, it sets the next stage, it opens up, it goes forward.
We'll soon find out how the job market fared last month. The government releases a February employment report later this morning, expected to show the creation of 130,000 jobs. An unvaccinated adult infected with measles has died in New Mexico. A measles outbreak next door in Texas has sickened almost 160 people. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 62 points, NASDAQ futures 87 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Friday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. There's a big fire in the city. It's up to four alarms now over on the northwest side of downtown. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road. There's some dwellings in that area that are completely involved, and more than one. So the fire department is there. They have a perimeter set up. Fulton Avenue will be affected. Reisterstown Road will be affected. So some of that traffic will be on Pennsylvania Avenue. Some will be on Monroe Street. But there are a lot of side streets there in that perimeter that the local traffic can move around. Still got to be a problem. There may be even some ice in the area. So again, we'll just watch out for that. That area is just above North Avenue over on the west side. A couple of accidents down south. One near the airport about 30 minutes ago. I-195 at the BW Parkway. We're just getting a report of a wreck on Route 29 southbound near the bridge at Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville, 34 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 6:04, I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at AAIAudiology.com. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued a permit that grants the Maryland Transportation Authority permission to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge collapsed nearly a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of a road crew. USACE expects the in-water construction for the new bridge to begin in the early fall, with the rebuild completed by October of 2028. The new bridge will cost an estimated $1.7 to $1.9 billion, and full federal funding is expected. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris voted with fellow Republicans to censure Texas Democrat Al Green for disrupting President Trump's address on Tuesday night. Lawmakers in the House voted 224 to 198 to censure Green Thursday, with 10 Democrats voting in favor of the reprimand. All of the Maryland Democrats voted against the censure. And the family of Haemin Lee is reacting to a judge's ruling that her convicted killer, Adnan Syed, can be released from prison. Syed is being released after time served under Maryland's Juvenile Restoration Act. It's 6:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 853. Your pick 4 is 7758. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, for the second straight day, the Orioles with injury concerns to frontline players. Now, potential ace Grayson Rodriguez, who felt sluggish on the mound Wednesday afternoon. Team now evaluating the extent of a strained right triceps. Rodriguez went on the injured list twice last season with shoulder inflammation and a lat strain that ended his season. Of note, Dean Kramer went on the IL last May with a strained right triceps and missed 6 weeks of the season. Also, outfielder Tyler O'Neill was unavailable last night. Left rib cage soreness, and he will be evaluated and probably get back into the lineup next couple days. On the bright side, Jordan Westberg's bed now must be just right, because he's back in the lineup at second base last night, went 0-3 in a 9-5 loss to the Pirates. Zach Eflin started for the Birds and got roughed up a bit, allowing three hits and three earned runs in 2 2/3 innings pitched. Big NFL news in Cincinnati. The Bengals have granted premier pass rusher Trey Hendrickson permission to seek a trade. Hendrickson led the league last year in sacks with 17.5. It's the second straight year that Hendrickson has asked for permission. The Bengals denied it last year. Coming up at 6:35, Ronnie Stanley is a wanted man. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680,
gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, March 7, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Top stories coming up in this hour. Federal court rules and delivers a big victory for Maryland election integrity. We have the details. Of course, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, is suggesting that they'll abolish the Department of Education. The liberals are tearing the rest of their hair out now. But a big story here to lead off the hour is that Maryland's deficit, the structural deficit, which was once $3 billion, is now growing to $3.3 billion. And they're trying to clash over this last-minute, you know, business-to-business tax on services that we've been discussing here since the early part of the week. And it is only going to make the state's revenue shortfall projections come in worse than expected. Right now, this bill, House Majority Leader Delegate David Moon, Democrat Marxist from Montgomery County, and Senator Shelley Heddleman, Democrat Marxist from Baltimore County, seek to amend the state code by redefining the legal business terms taxable price and taxable service. The bill would impose a 2.5% sales and use tax on labor and services that businesses hire other companies to perform. Yesterday, remember I asked Kim when she was on the show doing her hit, saying that please ask Delegate Mark Fisher whether or not legal services were exempt. And guess what? Legal services are not included in this.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Big surprise.
That's such a shock.
A bunch of lawyers in Annapolis would exempt themselves. The rest of us are going to get hit. But the lawyers, not so much. Not all the lawyers are bad. I'm just saying the ones in Annapolis making the laws are the ones we're focusing on here today. But Delegate Fisher says, look, this is a this whole write-down thing, $280 million has been written down now. So that's now added to the deficit to $3.3 billion. And Delegate Fisher says this will push thousands of struggling businesses in the state's stagnant economy to their breaking point.
Write-down is because so many small businesses are leaving the state. Taxpayers are just had it. Their response is, let's keep raising taxes, which just doesn't make any sense at all.
But whose fault is it? Well, Democrat Delegate Ben Barnes says you know who.
The news we received from BRI today is clearly sobering. It reflects a president, Donald Trump, who is intent on decimating our federal workforce, cutting services for those who need it most.
Trump's been in office 45 days, and you immediately blaming all that blueprint for the future, the red line, the Climate Solutions Control Act of 2022, all this growth of government. Look, you guys have had a supermajority for how many years now?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, for at least 5-6 years now. Republicans are powerless to stop anything in this state, and it's all Trump's fault. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, we'll talk about how much of it is the state's fault versus the federal government's fault. As we now are watching each day, they're in session. The deficit just grows out of control.
It's amazing. Then, of course, well, clearly Trump has a failed presidency. He's been in office for 45 days, accomplished more than Biden did in 4 years. Must be a failed presidency. Amazing. 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
Hey, good morning. A big fire call overnight in the city. Still there, still active. They've been out there since around 4 this morning, and it went in the last hour or so to 4 alarms. Fulton Avenue in the area of Reisterstown Road. So Fulton Avenue above North Avenue, basically now, and right there at Reisterstown Road, there's a perimeter set up, and it's going to be that way for a while. They're still actively working on the fire call. So local traffic in the area, a lot of options. Several side streets right there. You can make the move over Monroe Street to the west and Pennsylvania Avenue to the right. You'll get through there. So it's not going to be a big problem getting around it, but it's going to be closed for a while. The new problem may be here. A couple of lanes blocked on 29 South in Columbia near the bridge at Route 175. BW Parkway looks good. Nothing major early on the Beltway, and we're clear, good to go at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast is sunny and dry weekend, breezy 55 today, overnight low around 40. Tomorrow, sunny 52, sunshine a little warmer on Sunday with a high of 56. So get out and enjoy this late winter weekend, which is going to feel more like spring. It is 34 in Annapolis, mostly cloudy right now, 32 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. Representative Al Green, the Texas Democrat, who looks like the Geico caveman, forcibly removed during Donald Trump's speech the other night, has officially been censured by the House of Representatives. Censure is kind of like house arrest. And it really means nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. But then he joins Jamal Bowman, Rashida Tlaib, and Shifty Schiff, also Democrats who were censured. They tried to censure Ilhan Omar, but that never got to a vote.
And of course, there was an attorney general Democrat who got censured. And actually, was that Eric Holder?
Eric Holder?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, he was held in contempt.
They didn't censure him.
They held him in contempt.
Yep.
New government directive now forbids employees of the Social Security Administration from looking at news sites on their work computer. One SSA worker said, "That's okay. I still spend 3 hours every day doing Wordle." Remember Saul? The Saul used to call in from Social Security in Woodlawn?
Yeah.
He was in charge of all the lotteries, you know, that were in the office.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. That's the only thing he did. That was his job, to make sure everybody got a copy of the lottery for the week.
Right.
Tariffs have been lifted on products coming in from Mexico and maybe from Canada as well, but for a while there, it looks like you were going to have to put your, instead of maple syrup on your pancakes, some taco sauce or something.
Yeah.
But now they have been postponed another month. Reciprocal tariffs will start April the 2nd. Former NFL player Adam Pac-Man Jones says he cheated on every drug test using someone else's urine so that his cannabis use would not be detected. Pac-Man said he used to smoke pot before every game. Of course, at halftime, all the snacks would be gone. New York City police detective has come under fire for starring in a hip-hop video, which she dons a thong and bra and dances on a stripper pole.
My kind of cop.
The way she slides down that pole, it's clear she, Mr. Calling, should have been a firefighter.
Should have been a fireman, yeah. Yeah.
Woman was arrested on Southwest Airlines flight, Chuck, after stripping naked and running down the plane's aisle.
Oh, how come I always miss those flights?
You're not supposed to run, apparently.
Yeah, I did. I did see the pixelated video on TMZ. Not saying the woman could stand to lose a few pounds, but if there ever was a water landing, she would need 2-seat cushions.
Oh, well, my. She hit a lot of heads while she was going down the aisle. You know? Got to butter her hips just to get it through.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is urging Californians to hunt and eat nutria, the invasive species of rodent. They're using the slogan, "Save a swamp, saute a nutria."
I wonder what it tastes like.
That's really catchy. I don't know. But the biggest California creature currently occupying the swamp would be Nancy Pelosi. So the human version of that. All right, folks.
I'd like to try nutria sometime. Wouldn't you?
I know.
No?
No. I don't like rodents.
Well, it's not really a rodent.
It is classified as a rodent.
Yeah. It's it's like a big...
Would you eat squirrel?
Yeah.
Would you eat rat?
If I were really hungry.
No. Would you eat a trans mice?
No.
Trans mouse,
no.
Rather.
No, I think actually it wasn't trans. It was, what was the word they were using? It was not a sex change mouse. It was something else. I'd eat nutria.
All right.
It's like a big...
So if you have any nutria around the house that you've been able to capture, maybe you've...
Apparently it's a staple in South America.
Field stripped it and froze it.
It is a staple in South America.
We'll put you on a plane to South America. You could eat all the nutria that your heart desires.
I wouldn't eat crickets.
Nor I. Hey, by the way, this weekend, it is daylight savings time.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home. 1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know. It's daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
'Cause the times, they are a-changin'.
New poll out. More than half in the United States One daylight saving time sunset. And President Trump weighed in on this yesterday in the Oval Office, saying that it's a tough issue. It's 50-50.
Is it really?
It's 50-50. And this is a poll. 54% say that it's time to get rid of daylight savings time. So it's about a 50-50 issue right now. Some people like to have it lighter longer, but other people do not want their children going to school in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get both sides. So whatever you do, if he were to rule or do an executive order one way or the other, you got to tick off the rest of the country. What are your thoughts on daylight savings time?
I don't care one way or the other. Yeah. Really?
Really?
We always get up in the dark.
I know, so it really doesn't matter to us. Chuck, do you have any feelings on that?
I like the later day.
Oh, the later day.
Yeah, I like the light later in the day. Play golf till 9 o'clock down here.
Right, so you like it dark in the morning.
Yeah, well, it's already dark anyway.
Yeah, seriously.
At 4:10, it's dark.
Mostly dark tonight. Lightly scattered sunshine at dawn.
That's right. So the hell with it.
Okay,
if it's
exactly.
Dark, I want it light in the afternoon.
Hey, I also want to give a shout-out, congratulations to a colleague and a friend that I've known for a long, long time. Tom Davis has now been voted into the Orioles Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's very cool. He's very a good
honored.
Guy.
Tom's just a great guy. Worked with him here at CBM in 1987 with the Orioles and helped him when he was working for, I think it was NBC at the time, when he was covering the Olympics. I did his sports phone, came to know him and his family, his wonderful ex-wife, Linda, and his beautiful daughter, Melinda. By the way, she works up at Santoni's now. I see her all the time.
I do see her.
Yeah, so Tom Davis, five-time Maryland Sportscaster of the Year. Of course, he worked here at CBM, Masson. He was given the John F. Stedman Lifetime Achievement Award by the Maryland State Athletic Hall of Fame in 2019. He is just a funny guy. He has a great sense of humor, and he's a great sportscaster. So congratulations. A award well overdue and well deserved for Tom Davis.
He caught a foul ball off of his head.
You did?
The game that Charlie Ekman was pitching.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yes, he was in the outfield. We had him in right field. You know why.
He got better after that? What?
Yeah. And the ball went out, and I said, I think that's going to hit him in the head. So I was the center fielder. And I went over, he put his glove up, it bounced off his head, and I caught it. So it was the third out.
Great story.
True story. Charlie Ekman had a pitcher of beer on the mound. He says, leader, leave that pitcher of beer alone.
That's a great one. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. The best of morning drive available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It's 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels and at least right now 895 at O'Donnell Street. Looks good. Fort McHenry Tunnel has a brief delay. 895. We're getting some brake lights now right after O'Donnell Street. Just checking where the traffic is going into the tunnel. Yeah, it's busy, but it's moving right next door to Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. Beltway looks good. We had a quick check through Annapolis. No problems there. Big story in the city, four alarm dwelling fires and several dwellings involve Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road in that area just above North Avenue. A lot of the streets are blocked. Local traffic there, be prepared. And again, there's an accident in Columbia. We can't see it. There isn't a camera nearby. Still reported as Route 29 southbound at 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
It is going to be a beautiful, gorgeous weekend, sunny and dry all weekend long. Breezy 55 today, cloudy right now, 32 in Columbia, and it is 32 in Forest Hill. We're talking about the deficit continues to grow. Now it's up to $3.3 billion, and we're looking at $1.5 billion in new taxes is what they're talking. We're going to get hit. We're going to get hit hard by these tax and spend Democrats in the state of Maryland. And yesterday they were asked the question, this is Delegate Ben Barnes, well, who's at fault here? Is it how much of it is the state and how much of it is the federal government? Keep in mind, Trump didn't even take office until after this general insane asylum session started, but he is the boogeyman.
What you've seen today is 100% based on the actions Donald Trump, Doge, and Elon Musk have taken.
That's Delegate Ben Barnes. It's all Trump and Musk's fault. This is part of the problem when Maryland's economy is so reliant on federal workers. Maybe somebody with some vision and some smarts would have seen that years ago and have prepared for the day when maybe federal government workers wouldn't be such a part of the economy. Delegate Matt Morgan says businesses are leaving the state in droves.
Not only are they packing up and leaving, we just had a recent poll that 53% of Marylanders said they're going to leave the state of Maryland. And if you're thinking about leaving, you're not investing.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think I saw a stat, and I have to confirm this, but businesses leaving a state, I think we're fourth.
Yeah, well, when you keep raising taxes on them, you make it harder and harder for them to do business. They still want to do business, so they'll find someplace where they can do business.
So let's talk about, why they're blaming Trump because of the, Doge and the cuts to the federal government, et cetera. And good luck having that FBI building coming into Maryland now. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
In fact, I think I just saw where Kelly Loeffler, who is the SBA director, is moving her headquarters, the Small Business Administration, out of Washington.
Good, good, good.
They're getting out of D.C., and I think the same thing is going to happen with so many of these other agencies. But let's take
a
look.
What are they calling for?
Yeah, exactly. But let's take a look at it. Here you're whining about federal funding, okay? But you're defying the president on immigration. So there's a threat of losing federal funding on that. You're defying the president. You've become now a trans surgery haven for the rest of the country. And that was confirmed by Governor Moore. This state is now where you can come to be a mutilated minor. And Trump says, I'm not going to give you federal funding for Johns Hopkins or University of Maryland Hospital System, with the exception of St. Joe's. I know they would never do one there. But, you're going to lose federal funding there, too. So there are all sorts of places where the reason why you're losing the federal funding is your fault.
Yeah,
it's not Trump's fault. These are Trump's policies, and of course, the vast majority of Americans elected him because they agree with these policies.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He won the Electoral College. He has actually had an outstanding first 45 days or so, and the Democrats still are clueless as to what to do about this on the national and on the state level. They think they can simply rail against Donald Trump and everything will be okay. They're forgetting who's the president. Right now, the president is Donald Trump, and he's going to be the president for the next 3.5 years.
And they're just trying to
get used to it.
To deflect any of the financial problems that they ushered in, and they're just conveniently trying to throw Trump under the bus. Joe's in Ellicott City. Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, you wanted to fit in a daylight saving times. I personally like it the way it is. I don't like taking the dogs out in the dark in the morning. And one thing I would say about Tom Davis, when the Colts left, he said Baltimore will be in a Super Bowl before Indianapolis, and that turned out to be right.
Yep. He was absolutely right. And, of course, we were all hurting that day. I remember I was on the air that morning. Of course, it just it was crazy. But it turned out to be a prescient prediction on Tom's part. So, Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, and, again, just a great guy. And he spent all those years with Ross & Company over at WQSR. And
I worked with him here in 78, right. 79.
I think everybody's worked with Tom Davis at some point.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
His brother.
What a laugh. He's got one of the greatest.
Oh, the greatest.
The greatest on-air laughs in the history of broadcasting.
Yeah. His brother has a gold and silver shop right on.
He's he's an advertiser here.
Yeah. And the two of them have the same laugh. He's a great guy. It's a good family. Good people.
Yeah, very good people. So a well-deserved award and honor for Tom Davis. That's a great a great tribute to him and his work product over the years has been on radio, on television.
It's been outstanding.
It has been some of the best, and that's why he's in the Hall of Fame, deservedly so.
Yeah.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, President Trump is advocating the abolishment of the Department of Education. We'll get into that. And, good idea, bad idea. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The family of Haemin Lee is reacting to a judge's ruling that her convicted killer, Adnan Syed, is going to be released from prison. Syed is being released after time served under Maryland's Juvenile Restoration Act. The 43-year-old Syed was convicted in the 1999 killing when he was 17. In a statement, Lee family attorney David Sanford says there was never any new information that called into question Syed's guilty verdict, and nothing changes the fact that he remains convicted of that first-degree premeditated murder. Family hopes that one day Syed can summon the courage to take responsibility for his crime and express sincere remorse. Baltimore police have released images of the vehicle involved in a deadly hit-and-run 3500 block of Pulaski Highway last Friday. Crash team officers asking for the public's help to locate a Ford F-250, that's the four-door, with multiple items in its cargo area. Front of the truck should have damage to the grill and a missing Ford emblem. The truck may be gray or green in color. Anyone with information is asked to please call police. Baltimore County has maintained AAA bond ratings from all three major rating agencies, allowing it to issue bonds at the lowest possible interest rate and save millions of dollars for taxpayers. County Executive Kathy Klausmeyer says Moody's Investor Service, Fitch Ratings, and S&P Global have each reaffirmed the AAA rating. The county is one of only 2% of counties nationwide to receive that rating. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has got a green light. They have issued the permit that grants the Maryland Transportation Authority permission to rebuild the Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge collapsed about a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of a road crew. The expectation is that in-water construction for the new bridge will begin in the early fall, with a rebuild completed by October of 2028. 6:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick three, letter number 853. Pick four, 7758. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And I'm trying to get a confirmation on this wreck on 29. The report was earlier two lanes were blocked southbound, moving down between 175 and Broken Land Parkway. Then the report just came in, said all the southbound lanes are blocked. I'm still seeing traffic in the camera here at Broken Land Parkway. Still moving both sides of the roadway. I look back towards 108, still see traffic moving there. So I don't know, conflicting reports coming in, but the wreck was southbound on 29 in that area. Four-alarm fire this morning, out of activity, Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road in the city northwest of downtown. So anybody up around the area of Reisterstown Road, you're coming up from North Avenue, you're going to have a delay and a detour and a perimeter in that area. So give yourself a couple of blocks to get around it, and there are plenty of access roads in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Well, first it was shortstop Gunnar Henderson, then it was reliever Andrew Kittredge, and now it's starter Grayson Rodriguez, pulled from his Wednesday afternoon outing with what now is termed a strained right triceps. Further evaluation to come. A prolonged absence from Rodriguez likely would create a spot for left-hander Kate Povich, who's tossed five scoreless innings this spring with one hit and seven strikeouts. Albert Suarez would be another candidate to start. And as if the injury to Rodriguez weren't enough, Zach Eflin wasn't particularly impressive last night against the Pirates. The right-hander pulled after 52 pitches in 2 2/3 innings pitch. Three hits, three earned runs allowed in a 9-5 loss to the Pirates. NFL news. The trade by Kansas City of Joe Tooney, the guard, to the Bears has ramifications for the Ravens. The end game for Kansas City is so that they can save cap space and go get a left tackle. The Athletic's Nate Taylor reporting that left tackle would be Ronnie Stanley, if available. ESPN's Daniel Jeremiah agreed with that assessment yesterday on the Rich Eisen podcast.
In free agency, there's Ronnie Stanley, who's 31. Ronnie Stanley stayed healthy last year, played well. If you go that route, now you just take those resources. We get the left tackle. We have that, which was a major need for them.
The Chiefs have started a different left tackle in each of their five Super Bowl appearances over the last 6 years. Teams can begin negotiating with free agents this Monday at 4 p.m. This is Eric DaCosta, though, at his press conference at the NFL Combine, saying he hopes to retain Ronnie Stanley.
Well, Ronnie and I did a deal the last time, so that's great. He and I have a good friendship. We've known each other for a long time. He's got a great agent in Kim Miale. Never want to say 100%, but I feel good that we'll have a good, healthy debate.
Elsewhere, one day after Adam Schefter of ESPN reported the Jags' intention of releasing wide receiver Christian Kirk, the team found a trade partner instead. In their own division, the Texans have agreed to send the Jags a seventh-round pick in exchange for Kirk. Local college basketball last night, Patriot League playoffs, Navy upsets Boston University, 86-78 the final. Austin Benigni poured in 30 points for the Mids, who traveled to Bucknell for a Sunday at noon semifinal. The Bison got there with a 76-72 win over Loyola, ending the Greyhound season. The time now is 6:37. When we return, we've got some more Tom Davis stories for you.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Well, as you guys were talking before, Tom Davis has been elected or selected to go into the Orioles Hall of Fame along with Adam Jones and Joe Orsolek. And we've all worked with Tom Davis at one point or another. Let me just play this one piece of sound from Tom. This was actually football Tom, not baseball Tom. One of the most memorable moments in Baltimore Colts football history. It's here.
Hey. On the WCBM scoreboard show in just 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Davis back at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, and a plane has just crashed into the upper deck. It's a private plane. It's a single-engine plane. Chuck Thompson has the binoculars on it. The plane has crashed into the upper deck around Section 1 or 41 behind home.
The point is, he's been at the mic for some of the most ironic, memorable moments in sports history in this town.
He's covered it all.
Yes.
It is the success and failure, and now hopefully success again of the Orioles and, of course, all the Colts and the Ravens and everything else that happens in this town.
And so. I believe he was on the air on this station on the night the Colts left.
Yes. Yeah.
Which was just 2 miles down the road here on Owings Mills Boulevard. One quick story about Tom Davis. He and I worked together on Ravens Radio for a number of years. We used to do the post-game show after the games. And Tom, you said it right, Sean and Bruce. He had a great sense of humor. But he was also like a little prickly sometimes, okay?
You notice that?
I did notice that. So one of his pet peeves, it was so funny. Like, you know how when you take a call, and the guy says, "Hey, Sean, how you doing?"
Right.
"Hey, Bruce." He didn't like that.
Right.
Okay. So this guy, Joe from Parkville or whatever, calls one day after a particularly tough Ravens loss, and he says, "Hey, Tom, how you doing?" He goes, "Fine, fine. We're doing fine. What's your question?" Everybody's fine.
He wanted you to get right to the meat and potatoes. Great guy.
I love that guy.
Congratulations.
I really love working with the guy.
Yeah.
Terrific.
He's just a wonderful man. Wonderful man. All right. Very good. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39:21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a fascinating couple of days in Washington, D.C., because there are issues out there that all seem to be breaking down 80-20. 80% of us believe in one way on any issue, and 20% believe in the other way. And the Democrats seem to have a knack for choosing the 20% side. That's what did them in this past November, and it continues to do them in. Scott Jennings, a former speechwriter for, I forget which Bush it was, is over on CNN now. He's the one guy who seems to try to keep things at least vaguely sensible over there. And he said that the 20% issue for the Democrats this week is men in women's sports.
I think this whole revolution of common sense idea that Trump is pushing, this is the issue that maybe people associate with it the most. Because if there ever was an 80-20 or a 90-10 issue in America, it's this one. I mean, President Trump had the young athlete at the State of the Union the other night who'd been really injured in a volleyball game over it. I saw people posting video of that horrific injury, and I still saw liberals on social media laughing at this person's misfortune.
Yeah, misfortune. She got spiked in the face by a guy pretending he's a girl playing volleyball. And Jennings says the Democrats, again, they chose the 20.
If Democrats don't get on the right side of at least one 80-20 issue in America, they're going to lose again in 28.
Now, one of the issues that probably, I think, is going to break out 80-20 is one of the things Donald Trump wants to do. And yeah, cat's out of the bag. He does really want McMahon to do herself out of employment.
I want to bring the schools. I want to bring the schools back to the states. And you know, I've said it 100 times. We're ranked at the bottom of the list, and yet we spend more. We're ranked number one for cost per student. We're ranked at the bottom of the list in education. I know if I bring it back to Iowa, Indiana, Idaho, all these great states, I think I could say 40 states, I want to bring it back. 10 states won't be perfect. 5 states will be probably not so good. But they will be every bit as good as Norway and Denmark and Sweden and all of the states that are rated at the top.
So one of the odd things about this whole thing, for those who don't have the memory of it, the Department of Education used to be part of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Right.
And it was split off. Was it under Carter he split it off? I can't remember. It was somewhere in that general time frame. It was split off into being its own department.
I think it was after that. I worked at the HEW North building, because that's where Voice of America was.
Yeah.
Back in the right around late 70s. So I left there in 79.
Yeah, so
I left there in 81. It was Reagan's inauguration. That's the last time I worked there.
Yeah, so in essence, it's a young department.
Yeah.
And this is something that's always been done at the state level. Always, always, always at the state level. And there are some states who are better at it than others. And so the idea was to make all the states good. And of course, what it did was it drove us from number one in education down to just about the last in education. And Trump says it's time to do away with the whole department.
If you tell me about Indiana and some of these great states that run really well, You tell me about those states, and if they run their own education, they're going to do a lot better than somebody sitting in Washington, D.C. that couldn't care less about the pupils out in the Midwest.
When would you sign that? When would you sign that order?
Well, I want to just do it. I mean, we're starting the process. We're trying to get the schools back into the states. Let the states run the schools.
Yeah, let the states run the schools.
Yeah.
What they've always
done
before.
Novel concept. Well, look, we've tried it their way, and it didn't work. We threw through billions, if not trillions, of dollars in education, and it's not really improved anything. It's time to try a different model, and I think I love the fact he's thinking out of the box once again and trying to save. He's taking a businessman's approach. If something's not working, kill it and move on to something else.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Kill it and then moving on to something else. That has actually always been Chuck Whitaker's motto.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, sir.
Kill me and move on to something else.
No, sir. Way too valuable.
All right. Yeah. So we finally have a confirmation on this wreck on 29 southbound. Got a camera on it now after the bridge here at 108. We can see further south that, yep, all the lanes are blocked. We can see it here now. And the backup really did not get out of control. It's starting to back up right there at the bridge. But all the southbound lanes are blocked. That started with the wreck more than an hour ago. That had one lane blocked, then two, and now all the southbound lane blocked. 29 the last 2 weeks has really had a lot of problems through the area between there and Maple Lawn and down towards the Howard and Montgomery County lines. At 29 South, if you have a problem, going to have to get out of there and head over and pick up 95 South through that area. And, of course, the other big call this morning is the four-alarm fire. Equipment is actually even coming in from Howard County to assist at this scene. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road, northwest of downtown, all the streets for about three blocks around that scene are blocked off. So, again, Monroe Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, a lot of side streets through that area. So local traffic heads up. It's going to be a while for any of those are reopened once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry weekend, breezy today, 55. We start off mostly sunny, 33 right now in Bel Air, and it's 33 in Glen Burnie. Today, of course, time to head over to Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Paul Johnson.
What a strange person.
It is. Yeah. National Cereal Day.
You say that I'm a Fruit Loop and my heart's upon the shelf. Inside a box of cereal, I must explain myself. Well, I know I love my Wheaties, but I hate to see you go. Listen to me totally before you Cheerio. Here we go.
I bet you didn't realize there was a...
No.
There was a country song dedicated to cereal. But I found it. I found it just for Chuck. And I also found a brand new cereal with Chuck in.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. This is just for Chuck. Because I know he likes a little dose of sugar first thing in the morning.
It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go. New Breakfast Blocks.
Yay!
It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups. My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New breakfast blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box.
Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating breakfast blocks.
Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of new breakfast blocks. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
First, yeah. Oh, wondering if Bobby Kennedy's going to be tackling that sugar problem in our breakfast cereals.
So pay no attention to that twitch, by the way.
Exactly. Yes. By the way, the other day, remember we were joking about House of Toast?
Yeah.
And Toast Town.
Right.
Opening up in Brooksville.
I sent Chuck a picture, by the way. He never responded to.
But little did I know.
I saw it. Thank you, Bruce.
One of our listeners, Daryl, he says there's something, a place called Toastique.
Yes.
It's real. And by the way, they're in Owings Mills, Annapolis, and Columbia. It's a gourmet toast place.
I'm sorry.
Can you not? You can get avocado smash, the cheese Italian, smoked salmon Greek. They have a fruit toast, a spicy crab toast, Tuscan tuna on toast. Hmm. It's gourmet toast and juice bar. So we're going to have to check it out. And it's right up the road, Knowing's Mills.
Do they have shrimpy toast?
I'm sure they have shrimpy toast.
Yeah.
They have some kind of... But toast cheek is a real thing.
We're way ahead of our time.
When we first started House of Toast, that must have been 20 years ago. The idea finally caught on. Well, maybe.
We'll see.
Taco Bell.
Loch Ness Mall. You remember the Loch Ness Mall?
Yes. That was another great Harbor. That was a great radio campaign.
Yep.
Taco Bell, and then, of course, Heine Wine. Yeah, that was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Big Thor. Taco Bell unleashes Baja Blast Midnight. That's the first new Baja flavor. This is just amazing. You know what Pokemon cards are?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's one of the Charizard is a valuable character in the Pokemon world. Well, now there's, I can't even know. I don't know if they're spelling it different. It's Cheetahzard. It is a flaming hot Cheeto shaped like Charizard, the Pokemon.
Okay.
It just sold. What do you think how much somebody would pay for this? For a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon character.
For one Cheeto?
One Cheeto. It's in a glass case. There's five grand. There's the picture of it right there.
Oh, I have no idea.
Chuck, you can't see it, but... You know.
No. I'll say $5,000.
$5,000?
Maybe 50 cents.
$90,000.
You are kidding me.
Yeah. For one spicy, oddly shaped snack. Probably it's one of its kind. That's the reason why.
Oh, boy.
Chuck, and...
Just like Chuck. Chuck's one of a kind, but I wouldn't pay $90,000 for him.
No.
Yes, you would. 1 month at a time.
Would you go with $5,000, though?
If I stay here long enough, it'll be that much.
That's right. If you work for the next 30 years, it might build up to that.
Finally.
Well, so I'll do traffic at 110 years old. So what? Update on this wreck?
Traffic. Yes, sir.
I'll get to it now. This is tough. Southbound 29 has some lanes open now at 175, so it's not completely blocked anymore.
Right, thank you.
Can't believe the process.
Shut up, Bruce. God, I'm going to give you a headache.
Yeah, but you only have it six times an hour.
Yeah.
Right. 6:50.
Piling on.
10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
By the way, most of our listeners right now want to ditch daylight saving time. James says he wants to see it go. Martha says, bye-bye. August says, I thought Trump was going to get rid of it. So most people are not fans of daylight saving time.
I have a clock in my office. It's an atomic clock. It resets according to some satellite someplace. But the satellite can't penetrate into the building. So it's wrong 6 months out of the year. Because the only way to reset this is to take it out. And hold it up for a while until it actually reads the
credits. So wait a minute. You keep something around that's been wrong 6 months out of the year?
That's why you work with me.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
In all fairness.
That's why we love Chuck.
Yes.
That's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard. Keep a damn clock. This one time you got to take it outside.
That's right. I got it without realizing it, Chuck.
I'd like to give you an atomic wedgie. Put your underwear right over your head.
Again?
Yes, again. Bigger size now, but it's all right.
Took him 2 months to get out of the last one.
You had a smaller hiney when I first met you. I know it's bigger now.
What have you been looking at?
You know what I'm talking about.
What have you been looking at?
I see you on Facebook, you savage.
Traffic and weather on the threes. I'm a little nervous now. Chuck Whitaker.
Just walk straight ahead. Yes. Southbound 29, most of the lanes back open now. The wreck that was at 175. No backup there anymore for the traffic south from the area of 29 going south eventually into Maple Lawn. The Beltway, just pretty much the normal delays. JFX has been clear. Big story in the city. They're still working on the four-alarm fire. A lot of activity there. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road, all of those local detours are going to be underway just to the north of North Avenue over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and dry all weekend long. Breezy 55 today, sunny and 52 tomorrow. Sunday, sunshine and 56. Right now, already cloudy. 34 in Annapolis, and it is 33 in Owings Mills. And time to tell you about, just a couple other thoughts here. We were talking about the structural budget deficit ballooning to $3.3 billion now because of the $280 million write-down, which, according to the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, it's all due to the 29,000 federal workers that will be laid off due to the DOGE cuts and the restructuring of government. But it's interesting. There's another headline in the paper this morning that says that the State House Democrats reject Governor Westmore's funding cuts in the blueprint bill. So that was one of the ways he was going to balance his budget is he was going to delay what's called collaborative time and push that back a little bit, and that was going to save us some money. But the State House Democrats don't want to save any money. They would rather tax us, folks. That's their nature, tax and spend. But a big victory yesterday, U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland ruled the Maryland State Board of Elections violated federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, and unlawfully suppressed the plaintiff's efforts to research anomalies within the state's voter records. Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, or RIGHT is the acronym, sued the SBE January of last year on behalf of Kate Sullivan and David Morsberger. Ms. Sullivan and Mr. Morsberger had been researching whether the state was removing non-residents, the deceased, and duplicate registrations from the voter rolls. Upon presenting their concerns to the State Board of Elections, the SBE issued a new regulation to stop them from conducting investigations. They even assessed a criminal penalty for federally protected activities such as speaking with fellow voters and blocked access to key information such as access and use of state records or voter history. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 requires that states make voter history information available to the public. So the U.S. District Court of Maryland delivered a resounding and complete and total victory in the favor of the plaintiffs. The court ruled that SBE had violated federal law and enjoined its lawful effort to suppress the plaintiff's work. In doing so, the court fully endorsed Wright's position that the NVRA requires the states make voter history information available to the public. This is the most direct ruling from any court in the country on this issue to date. So it's a huge victory. Nobody's talking about it this morning. You turn on the television, you turn on the other radio stations, you read the paper, it's nowhere to be found. It's a big victory for election integrity, and nobody cares. So my first question is, I'm wondering if the governor is going to hold the individuals responsible at the State Board of Elections accountable for this egregious violation of federal law.
Oh, nobody will hold me accountable. Nobody will be held accountable.
You knowingly, and then not only did you not give access, which is required by law, you then turned around and you tried to assess criminal penalties for somebody that wanted to perform a lawful activity.
Okay.
What kind of state do we live in? What level of corruption are we going to tolerate, Governor Moore, and you Democrats that are running the General Insane Asylum?
Well, Sean, if people were actually listening to the news and all the news, the outcome might be different. But if people in this state choose to get their news from the Baltimore Sun or from most of the swamp media, virtually all the TV stations, I think all of the other talk stations here and in D.C., they're going to have a very different point of view.
Yeah, because they're part of the swamp. They're part of the problem, not the solution.
Indeed. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory that's out there right now and the great rate they may have on their current home. Well, after all, if you're sitting in a home you're okay with and the rate's around 4%, maybe 5%, you're not going to move, right? But what if you find your dream home? And you can get in your dream home for about 4.5%. Would you be interested then? If you said yes, you're not alone. There are a lot of people taking a look at exactly that right now because they've contacted Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. So take it from me. Don't list your home until you've talked to Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And here's why. In today's market, you have a lot of ways to sell your home that did not exist 10 or 20 years ago. So don't sell with an agent who wants to sell your home as he did or she did 10 or 20 years ago. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
Up next, the House Ventures, Al Green. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Should they stay or should they go? President Trump says he wants DOGE to be very precise when it comes to government employee layoffs.
After weeks of criticism about the way tens of thousands of federal workers have been fired, the president has instructed department secretaries to work with Elon Musk's government efficiency office to be strategic about who stays on the job.
I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
He also wrote on social media that his administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president is putting 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports on hold for 1 month. The delay follows a stock market sell-off, although the president says it's not about that, adding that he still plans to impose reciprocal tariffs starting early next month. There are signs that Europe may finally be ready to look after its own defense needs instead of relying so heavily on the U.S.
Leaders in Brussels last night made EU history, agreeing to hike defense spending dramatically. That decision came after the U.S. president withdrew military and intelligence support for Ukraine and said he didn't see why the U.S. should protect NATO allies that don't meet security spending targets. Spain long languished in defense spending doldrums and suddenly changed its tune, while traditionally debt-allergic Germany is now encouraging Europe's government to dig deep in their pockets to future-proof continental security. Next week, France's President Macron is expected to host army chiefs from across Europe whose countries are ready to guarantee future peace in Ukraine.
The BBC's Katja Adler. Ahead of this morning's release of the February jobs report, Wall Street futures higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 93 points. NASDAQ futures better by 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love
love how your health insurance works? Maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Bye. Good morning, it's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Friday morning, traffic on weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be an incident here on the outer loop of the Beltway. It's just out of camera range. We need to turn the camera to the left a little bit. Looks like it's right on the outer loop before the ramp at Security Boulevard, because after that at I-70 and down to Route 40, not a lot of traffic. We're backed up very quickly back to Liberty Road, going back to 795, and it's coming more to a stop right here after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, so it looks like we may have an incident in that area right before Security Boulevard. We'll try to get a look on that. Big four-alarm fire in the city this morning. Local traffic, just a heads up, Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road, that area above North Avenue, and on the northwest side of the city, all those streets are blocked off. The big perimeter goes out for about three or four blocks in and around that surrounding area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. By meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are looking toward a good weekend, but it feels cool outside, at least momentarily. It will for a bit. Aberdeen has 35 degrees. Ellicott City has 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued a permit that grants Maryland Transportation Authority to permission to rebuild the Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge, of course, collapsed nearly about a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of a road crew. The expectation is the in-water construction for the new bridge will begin in the early fall. The rebuild should be completed by October of 2028. New bridge is going to cost an estimated $1.7 to $1.9 billion. Full federal funding is expected. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris has joined with fellow Republicans to censure Texas Democrat Al Green for disrupting President Trump's address on Tuesday night. Lawmakers in the House voted 224 to 198 for that censure, 10 Democrats voting in favor of the reprimand. All the Maryland Democrats voted against the censure. The family of Heyman Lee are reacting to the judge's ruling that her convicted killer Adnan Syed can be released from prison. Syed is being released after time served under Maryland's Juvenile Restoration Act. The 43-year-old Syed convicted in the 1999 killing when he was 17. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 853, your pick 4, 7758, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Grayson Rodriguez, right tricep strain, the latest injury to pop up on the Orioles' radar. Further tests have been ordered to determine the severity of the situation. As a frame of reference, Dean Kramer suffered a similar injury last season for the Orioles and was out for 6 weeks. Meanwhile, Zach Eflin, not particularly impressive last night against the Pirates, pulled after 52 pitches in 2 2/3, 3 hits, 3 earned runs allowed, and a 9-5 loss to Pittsburgh. Orioles announcing their 2025 Hall of Fame class yesterday. A lot of great memories here. Five-time All-Star and four-time Gold Glove winner Adam Jones was elected in his first year of eligibility, alongside former outfielder Joe Orsolak and five-time Maryland Sportscaster of the Year Tom Davis. Orsolak spent five seasons with the Birds from 88 to 92, was a member of the 89 Why Not team, and led the team in batting average three times. Tomorrow afternoon will be pretty emotional in College Park. Senior Day and the final home game for Baltimore's own Julian Reese, who has become the heart and soul of Maryland men's basketball. Reese from Randallstown, head coach Kevin Willard says, it's been an honor.
It's just been an honor to see him grow as a player, but especially as a man. Hopefully at the Northwestern game, our fans appreciate his loyalty, his growth, and send him off the way he deserves to be sent off.
That's tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. in College Park. Coming up at 7:35, did someone call Alex Ovechkin a one-trick pony? And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
R2, here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Friday free-for-all, and you're on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice from Maryland coming up in this hour. Democrats are trapped on the trans issue. We'll take a look at the stranded astronauts. They're speaking out. And how we unleash the hounds of hells on the Abbeygate terrorist. Top story for you today is Al Green, the rep, not the singer, was censured yesterday.
Yeah, what's amazing about this, as Jonathan Turley pointed out late yesterday afternoon, what's truly amazing about this is that he was censured for, breaking the House rules, basically. So you have to have some sense of composure, decorum in there. And the reaction was for a lot of the Democrats to, again, break the rules by all gathering in the well and saying, we shall overcome. This is not a civil rights issue.
Yeah.
This was a jackass issue, to be really straightforward.
Some people are saying, remember Joe Wilson of South Carolina when, during Obama's State of the Union, he shouted out, you lie.
Yeah.
Regarding the Supreme Court. There were all sorts of people shouting things out.
Yep.
That is not a violation of the rules of decorum, although it can be considered rude.
Well, if you're asked to sit down repeatedly.
If you're standing up, shaking your cane at the President of the United States, and you're asked to sit down, and you ignore that, you refuse to comply.
That's the problem.
That was the problem.
Yeah, and by the way, still, guy's got a great-looking cane. I got to say that. It's a great-looking cane. So, if he ever tires of his cane, I'm quite sure we can put it to use here somehow.
I got a place where he can put the cane.
Thank you very much. Mike Johnson, who is the guy who says, sit on, boss, and now, okay, kick him out of here. He says, yep, Green has been censured.
This is a really sad day for our institution. What Representative Al Green did in the midst of the president's speech as our honored guest to the chamber was disrupted. He did it intentionally, as everyone saw. I gave him plenty of warnings, and he refused it. It was a deliberate action. It needed to be met with swift punishment. That's the tradition of this place, to maintain decorum.
Yeah, of course, the sense of decorum is different from place to place and time to time. But as noted, if you're given warning a number of times, sit down, Mr. Green. Mr. Green, please sit down. Will the member please take his seat? And you ignore it and you keep shouting. And I have no idea who's shouting about something. Don't hurt our Medicaid or something. That's not the point. The point is that the Speaker of the House, who was in charge of the chamber at that moment, was telling you to please have your butt in the chair, and you were ignoring him. Well, even some Democrats joined the Republicans in saying it's out of line.
There were 224 votes in favor of censuring him for that behavior. 198 Democrats voted against it. I can't believe that. Two votes present. So I think we had nine Democrats join us in this bipartisan measure that we took, and it was critically important because we have to maintain the dignity of this place. We're the greatest deliberative body in the history of the world. There's a deep and rich tradition here, and it is violated.
It had been violated, and it's been violated again, by the way. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. And this seems to be the new tactic for the Democrats, because they have no policies to argue. They have no programs to propose. So all they have is, let's disrupt the process.
Yeah, that and putting out videos where 22 of the Democrats mouthing the same exact talking points, which is ludicrous, very cringeworthy. And then the latest is the Choose Your Fighter video. Have you seen this?
There's no audio that go along with those other than fight music, but it's a bunch of females. I think they're all female,
congresswomen.
All congresswomen who jump into the frame into a fighter stance.
Cringe.
I'm sorry. Who do you have in charge of your public relations?
Keep whatever it is.
Fire
keep,
them.
Keep, no, keep them there. Keep him there.
That's amazing. Yes. Watch again. Here he is, our fighter. It's a 713 Chuck Whitaker.
Don't use names that I don't know what you're calling me. I don't like him.
Oh, Chuck Whitaker?
Yeah. No, that's all right.
Okay, you got
I
that one?
I respond to that.
All right. It's good to know.
We're trying to get State Highway to turn the camera here at I-70 and Security Boulevard in the Beltway. They haven't done it yet, but the reason is there's a broken-down vehicle, apparently in the right lane on the outer loop right around Security Boulevard. So when they turn it, they'll see that there's actually no traffic south of I-70, but we're backed up all the way back to 795. Okay. I'm telling you, I can't figure it out. What's going on south of I-70? I don't know. Can we turn the camera? Yeah. Okay. There, by the way,
there
I
is,
forgot to tell you, they're moving two speed cameras on the JFX, so you'll know.
Yeah, they need more money.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Bigger spots and faster traffic.
Yeah.
And what did they say? 30,000 of those tickets never been paid.
Vroom.
Do the math. Okay. JFX, you're okay right now, but watch your speed, because, you know, they're taking your picture. We don't have any cameras that work. Traffic cameras that work, but the speed cameras are working. That's another story. I'm done.
A little touchy this morning.
Yeah. I'm getting the thrombosis in my neck.
Question. Do you have, like, a bat phone or hotline directly into so you can get them to turn the camera, or you have to beg on the air to do it?
Mm-hmm. No.
So you have a phone number you can call?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is it exclusively for you, or anybody can call it?
I don't know. I'm not getting into that.
Oh, I see.
I'm answering that.
I see.
But they do answer
when you call. I get results when I call it.
Okay. All right.
And I know they get ticked off when I bust their ass, but that's all right. You know,
right.
That's their job.
There are a bunch of people over there with busted.
Yeah. Yes, watch out for those speed cameras. Yeah. Can't get so the camera door.
I can see what happens now. Chuck calls up and goes, hey, this is Doge Johnson. You better turn that camera now. That'll get it done.
Yeah, they haven't done it yet, so what influence do I have? But in the meantime.
Try the Doge thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Shrimpy Johnson.
I'll be back in a little while.
Weather Channel says sunny and dry today, breezy and 55 for the high. Right now we're looking at, it's a nice morning, a little bit chilly still. Sunny 33 in Bel Air, 34 in Pasadena. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, let's get right to it. A lot of ground to cover here today. President Trump signed an executive order to abolish the Department of Education that set Chuck Schumer's hair on fire. And what it really does is the NEA, the FET, all these teachers' unions now are looking at, oh, my God, there goes our money. So they're going to bring out all stops. A message to Hamas on Truth Social by President Trump. Here's what he said, quote, Shalom, Hamas, means hello and goodbye. You can choose to release all the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you. Only sick and twisted people keep bodies, and you are sick and twisted. I'm sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. Not a single Hamas member will be safe if you don't do as I say. I've just met with your former hostages whose lives you have destroyed. This is your last warning. For the leadership, now's the time to leave Gaza while you still have a chance. Also, the people of Gaza, a beautiful future awaits you, but not if you hold hostages. If you do, you're dead. Make a smart decision. Release the hostages now, or they'll be held to pay later. End of quote. Last warning, he says, for the folks of Hamas that will now control Gaza. Also, President Trump removed security clearance at FBI workstations from the law firm Perkins Coie.
Sir, your administration has made it a priority both to end lawfare and the weaponization of government and also to hold those who have engaged in lawfare accountable. One of the law firms that has been involved in that is called Perkins Coie. That's also a law firm that has engaged in unlawful DEI practices. This executive order will suspend
security. And I've watched it take place.
This executive order will suspend security clearances and access to certain federal resources for that law firm and also launch a holistic review of unlawful DEI practices at some of the nation's largest law firms.
This is an absolute honor to sign. What they've done is just terrible. It's a weaponization. You could say weaponization against a political opponent, and it should never be allowed to happen again. And you're looking at about 15 different firms?
That or more, sir, yes.
Okay.
Now, why is this important? The Perkins Coie workstation, which was located there by the FBI, had access to the NSA database of all Americans.
Yeah.
Mark Elias, DNC lawyer, Hillary Clinton, campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, could exploit the NSA database to do political research on their opponents. And they did. And they did. Again, there should be criminal charges for that. They don't have the necessary clearances for that. By the way, Trump has brought nearly $2 trillion in foreign investments since he took office 45 days ago. $2 trillion in foreign investment. He also had a message for MSDNC and Nicole Wallace, who made fun of DJ Daniel the other day after he was made an honorary Secret Service agent.
Worse than CNN is MSDNC, which is the worst. And the good news is very few people watch them anymore. They have lost such credibility. And frankly, what Nicole Wallace said, I've never been a fan of hers, and she's not very talented. But I'll tell you, what she said the other day about that young man is disgraceful. She should be forced to resign. And Rachel Maddow should be forced to resign. Nobody watches her anyway. I don't know if it's not possible they pay her as much money as I hear. But certainly she's lost all credibility, both of them. But what they said the other day, they should be forced to resign about that young person who was suffering greatly.
Yeah. He also wanted to say they're closer to a peace deal with Ukraine and Russia, meeting next week with the Russian side in Saudi Arabia. On tariffs, he has paused for a while the tariffs on Canada and Mexico, but reciprocal tariffs will go into place on April 2nd. And as far as DOGE, he says the goal here, keep the good people and fire the bad ones. Gee, sounds like a common sense revolution to me. 45 days in, the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Don't forget to joining us at 8:07 this morning. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese on him calling Vinny Schiraldi a public safety liability.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. See Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HDTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Fascinating little exchange between James Comer and Ayanna Presley. You'll hear a bit of coming up in a couple of minutes. Boy, I tell you, it indicates that there is a new tactic that the Democrats are testing out. And if they have any success with it whatsoever, if it tests well in the public, expect to hear a whole lot more of it. Wait until you hear this exchange. It's just amazing.
It's almost
as amazing as an exchange between State Highway and Cam Johnson.
Yeah, I know. It really is. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, our very own all-star, Cam Johnson.
The broken down vehicle cleared on the outer loop near I-70, and it's gone. No thanks to the camera turning around. The just gone. So now the backup is easing. Still backed up to 795. Don't want to go beyond that. I'm trying to calm myself down for this report. Now, the other group of gentlemen, northbound 95, working in the roadway in the middle of the rush hour in Harford County. They do road work. They're not there at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning working. They come out at 7 o'clock in the morning and block a lane on the interstate on a Friday. There again, you tell me. Your tax dollars are at work, not mine. I'm down here. Both the tunnels are running.
Not sure that's the friendliest
he's
thing
got
to say.
Edge.
He's a little edgy today, yeah. Isn't he? Did you golf badly yesterday, Chuck?
Oh, no, I had a hell of a good round.
Oh,
I
see.
Had three birdies yesterday.
Really? What kind?
I don't know. They were quail and seagulls. I don't know what the hell they were. Both the tunnels are running okay with all the lanes open. They're still working on the active fire. Equipment is all over the place. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road in the city. Anything above North Avenue through there is blocked off. Local traffic plan accordingly. A lot of room to get around it, but it's going to be there for a long time. The cleanup is still underway. I don't think they've called it under control yet, so they're still working at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channels is sunny and dry today, breezy and 55 right now. It is 34 in Pasadena and 33 in Parkville. And you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. Let's take a call. Tim is in Crownsville.
Morning, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Tim could not hang
with us. He wanted to weigh in on daylight saving time. Mike and PG says, good morning, gentlemen and Chuck. Tired of hearing Governor Moore and Maryland legislature blame Donald Trump. Let's look at the facts. We're $3.3 billion short this year under Moore. The state budget tripled in 13 years. The state is a $40 billion plus structural deficit under Governor Moore. He is giving 75% of us up to a $175 tax break. But our taxes will go up between $500 to $1,000 a year under Moore. Maryland rates dead last in new business, 22nd overall in education, lost 30,000 residents last year under Moore, 96% of states are safer than Maryland, Maryland ranked 46th for traffic and infrastructure, and imports over 40% of its energy. In Maryland, youth crime is exploding, no school choice, we've closed primaries, we're short hundreds of police officers, illegal possession of a handgun is still a misdemeanor, we tax retirements, we sell pot to our citizens, and get them hooked on legalized gambling. And none of that is Donald Trump's fault. Good point, Mike.
Yeah,
and Prince George.
Absolutely,
County.
Good point. Now, James Comer, sitting as chair of a committee, the House Oversight Committee, yesterday had a little exchange with Ayanna Presley. Now, here's the deal, folks. If a member, and you've probably heard this a dozen times, a member wants to have something introduced into the permanent record, and they say, I want to have this thing introduced permanent record, and then the chair of the committee will simply say, or typically say, without objection, entered, and they move on. All right, that's the deal. That's what you do, because otherwise everybody's going to be there, you know, bloviating for hours and hours. But this is a new tactic from the Democrats. Make yourself a pain in the rear. And here's how it went.
Mr. Chairman, have unanimous consent request.
Proceed.
I'd like to seek unanimous consent to enter into the record this article, and I'll do this as a survivor of sexual violence myself. This is from Courts, March 2018.
Without objection, so ordered.
Data from Texas shows that U.S.-born...
Without objection, so ordered. We've put it in the record.
I haven't entered it.
You have what?
Mr. Jury, can I have several articles. I need to enter them. Let me just go ahead with what the articles are.
What's the next article?
Let me proceed. Data from Texas shows that U.S.-born Americans commit more rape and murder than immigrants.
Listen, this trend of you all trying to get thrown out of committee so you can get on MSNBC is going to end. We're not going to put up with it.
This is my procedural right as a member of this committee.
You can go. You can go with Mr. Frost and Mr. Green.
I'm reclaiming my time.
That's what you want. No, no, Ms. Presley, I've been very. I have been very accommodating to you, Mr. Superjohn.
And I take particular. Umbrage as a survivor of sexual violence.
Go.
I will enter its record. This is my right. Thank you.
No.
Cut her mic.
It is Mr. Subramanian.
Mr. Chair.
Yo, you know the process of unanimous consent. You are not recognized.
I have several articles to enter into the record.
Mr. Subramanian, if you don't go, we're going to recognize Mr. Timmons.
Yeah, there you go, folks. And this, I think, is going to be the new tactic. Make yourself, very politely, of course, at first, into the biggest pain in the rear end you possibly can. And once you've achieved that, maybe you'll trigger some Republican to acting bad.
This is why they're losing elections. This is why they will lose more elections in 26 and on in 28. Until they awaken to the fact that this kind of clown child behavior is not what Americans want. Americans want responsible leadership. They want responsible governance, and all they have is street theater gimmicks and antics.
I mean, look, it is the simplest thing in the world. Once you're used to the format, they say, I have this article, I want to enter, unanimous consent, the chair says so ordered, and you move on. You move on. Because otherwise, you'd spend forever doing this. That's not going to work for these guys. They have to make themselves into a pain in the tuchus. 729 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. So, in other words, it didn't stop at Al Green, folks. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or to hear the morning birds chirp first thing, or maybe just to hear part of your favorite song, or maybe you or your spouse, brother, sister, mom, dad, whatever the relationship might be, are missing parts of conversations with old friends. Now, this takes a toll. It takes a toll emotionally and socially and also physically. It really has an impact on you physically. So if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, President Trump says we're going to learn about the assassination attempts next week. 7:30, time for headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore police have released images of the vehicle involved in a deadly hit and run in the 3500 block of Pulaski Highway last Friday. Crash team officers asking for the public's help, that is, to locate a Ford F-250, which is a four-door, multiple items in its cargo area. The front of the truck should have damage to the grill and a missing Ford emblem. The truck may be gray or a dark green in color. Anyone with information is asked to please call police. Baltimore County has maintained AAA bond rating from all three major ratings agencies, which allows them to issue bonds at the lowest possible interest rate and save millions of dollars for taxpayers. County Executive Kathy Klausmeier says Moody's, Fitch, and S&P have each reaffirmed the AAA rating. The county, by the way, only one of 2% of counties nationwide to receive that rating. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued a permit that grants the Maryland Transportation Authority permission to rebuild the Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge collapsed about a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of a road crew. Expectation, the in-water construction will begin in the early fall of this year. The rebuild should be completed by October of 2028. It's going to cost between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. Full federal funding expected. 732 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Bible is replete with scriptures where God chastises and punishes his people Israel for their sinful disobedience. He often brought judgment to them in the form of famines, natural disasters, or enslavement by neighboring lands. Before you quickly dismiss this as just Old Testament history, let me remind you that there are many people here in America who would identify themselves as God's people just as closely as Israel did of old. God is not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but also the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thereby making all who claim to be a true follower of Christ also a child of God. So it's to all of you born-again believers in particular to whom I'm speaking. It's time to put your faith above your color. It's time to put it above your politics. And it's time to put it above your wants and desires. God made one race, the human race, and as believers, we're to put aside our human differences and seek that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. When we finally start doing that, maybe our states can once again be united. This is Pastor David Lewis, and it's been today's Moment of Truth.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 853, pick 4, 7758, and now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The West Side Beltway still recovering. We had the broken down vehicle in the right lane there for a while. Outer loop right before Security Boulevard. It backed us up to 795. It's improving now once you get through I-70 and then crossing Route 40. Some slowing, inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side right there at Hartford Road. A little slow as well. The construction is underway in Harford County. They work during the rush hour. It's unbelievable. But they're there, northbound 95 above Route 24, exit 76, 77 with delays on a Friday morning up through there. It's been perfect this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX is still good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Just made a quick check to Annapolis, and all is well coming south on I-97, and 50 is clear from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97 and through the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. By meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. For the second straight day, the Orioles facing injuries to frontline players. Today, concern now about potential ace Grayson Rodriguez, who felt sluggish on the mound Wednesday afternoon. Team now evaluating the extent of what is a strained right triceps. Rodriguez went on the injured list twice last season with shoulder inflammation and a lat strain that ended his season. Also, outfielder Tyler O'Neill was unavailable last night with a left ribcage soreness as the O's dropped their fourth straight to the Pirates. 9-5 was the final. It's getting to be decision time now for the Ravens, with free agency pending this weekend and then on into Monday when teams can begin negotiating with other free agents. For left tackle Ronnie Stanley, it's a situation where the Patriots and the Chiefs will line up for his services. And also there's the contract of tight end Mark Andrews. He is under contract, but he would cost $16 million against the cap in 2025. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta with a decision to make.
I love having Mark on the team. He's an awesome player. I know he's going to have an amazing season. We'll figure out all the roster machinations over the coming weeks, but I can tell you there's no bigger fan of Mark Andrews than me.
but no commitment from the Ravens on the contract of Andrews. It's been 34 years since Towson men's basketball has made the NCAA tournament as the top seed in this week's CAA tournament. The Tigers have a good shot at breaking that streak, and yesterday the team cleaned up off the floor, earning three major conference postseason awards. Tyler Tejada was voted CAA Player of the Year, Nenda Tark was voted CAA Sixth Man of the Year, and for the second time in his career, head coach Pat Scarry was named Coach of the Year. Tigers begin their quest Sunday at noon in D.C. against the 8-9 winner in the tournament. Local college basketball last night, Navy upset Boston University. 86-78 was the final in a Patriot League quarterfinal. They'll travel to Lewisburg, Pennsylvania Sunday at noon to take on Bucknell, who ended Loyola's season yesterday 76-72. The Caps are back in action tonight, hosting the Red Wings at Capital One Arena. Quite a stir on social media caused by the comments from TNT hockey analyst Darren Pang about Alex Ovechkin during Wednesday night's broadcast of the Caps-Rangers game. Here are the comments.
I give Spencer Carberry and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career, but that has not been the case.
One-trick pony for Alex Ovechkin, who has scored the second most goals in NHL history. In response to that, the Caps X account posted after Ovechkin scored the goal. One-trick pony scores his 885th goal and records his 1,599th career point. An obvious dig at Pang's remarks two periods earlier.
What do you expect from a goaltender?
and a pedestrian one at that. 7:37 is the time.
Not a bad trick. If you have one trick, it's not a bad trick.
I'll take it. When we return, the fight we've all been waiting for is going to happen.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, there's a historic boxing card going to be coming to Madison Square Garden in July. July 11th, to be exact. No, it's going to be you and Chuck Whitaker, actually. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Actually, it's an all-women's boxing card. And the headliner is the greatest fight we can imagine. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Do you remember them?
No.
They were the undercard, part of the undercard, the Netflix Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. Okay. And that was the brawl of the century.
That was a great fight.
This will be the third fight between the two. Katie Taylor has won both. She was accused, and you could see the video. She headbutted Serrano. Serrano should have won that fight. Anyway, it's all coming back to Madison Square Garden on the 11th of July, and it's going to be on Netflix.
I'd rather see Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Clark's quick, but Reese has the reach.
That would be a one-on-one.
That would be one
to remember.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So yesterday, while signing a bunch of executive orders, a Fox News Channel reporter Peter Ducey asking President Trump, "When are we going to learn about the assassination attempts on your life?"
It's been 7 months. Why do you think we don't know more about the guy who shot you in the ear?
Yeah, oh well, and the second one with all of his cell phones. So I want to find the answers. I've told them. In fact, today I said, I want to find. We can no longer blame Biden for that one. He should have released that a long time ago. So they are giving me a report next week sometime, and I do believe I'll be releasing. I want to release the report. A lot of people have asked that question. You had one who had three apps, two of which were foreign, supposedly, and who has the biggest white shoe law firm in Pennsylvania, even though they don't live in necessarily a white shoe area. What's that all about? His law, you know, the law firm. The other one had seven or six cell phones, and I don't have six cell phones. And why would somebody have six cell phones? So we're going to be releasing a report on that soon, Peter.
So what's interesting, Trump is making the case here. Why does this guy Cooks have three apps with foreign encryption on his phone?
Yeah.
How does he afford a high price? Of course, he's dead. But they're trying to keep everything, all the stuff that he had, under wraps. And Ryan Ruth, the second guy in Palm Beach, he had six cell phones and had ties to Ukraine.
Interesting.
So hopefully we'll get the truth. Now, the truth as it pertains to the Epstein files, here's Congressman Tim Burchett.
I don't think it exists anymore. I think they've doctored it, and I don't think we shouldn't trust what comes out. I just think it's they've delayed it, and there was no. And she was way over her skis when she said that it's sitting on my desk. Now, why the heck would she say that? Why would she say that? I mean, she's big dogging it, and it blew up in her face. That was a stupid move.
So apparently, a big dump truck full of evidence came into the DOJ after some key firings in the FBI. Do you believe that?
Yeah. I believe it when I see it.
Okay.
It's just like the Kennedy files and the UFO files and RFK and JFK. You know, it's been too long. And all of a sudden, you know, we're going to look at President Trump starts raising Cain about John F. Kennedy. And all of a sudden they find 14,000 new files just out of the blue. I mean, it's like, what is this? Raiders of the Lost Ark, warehouse that they got this stuff in. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's a cover up. It is. The sewer is groaning right now because of Donald J. Trump. I just pray he stays healthy.
Yeah, we all do. But I do agree with Tim Burchett. I don't think there's going to be anything in there. I think
we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. And I just think that again, there's been too much time, too much opportunity to shred, eradicate, erase. Of course, they make a big deal about redaction. Well, redaction is just they're keeping names out of it, but the names of the victims. I don't think we're seeing any names of any of the perps on Epstein Island. There's too much at stake here. The deep state has got too much at stake. There's too many people with on both sides of the aisle with ties to money, with ties to political organizations that could be. Now they're coming after Joni Ernst. I don't know if you saw that or not, because she's on the Doge Committee. Now they're accusing her of sexual inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, I have a much different view of it. I think that I'm glad to wait and see. The indications from Pam Bondi are, yes, there will be redactions, but on each redaction, we'll explain why the redaction is occurring. Right. So it's not going to be, oh, that page is missing, it's redacted. It's redacted because this particular victim or a victim was identified, and the prosecution for that perpetrator would be affected if we in other words, we'll see what happens. I have faith still that Donald Trump made the right move in having her as his AG, and I'm willing to stand with Trump and stand with Bondi on this.
Well, I'm saying the cake was already baked before she got there.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
If she indeed gets thousands of additional pages, you have to log these pages in the system. And if she has a log of how many pages were logged in and the number doesn't add up,
right.
I suspect more fire.
Friendly bet. I think I'm saying people are going to be really disappointed, and you think what?
I think the truth will out.
Okay.
You know?
Since when has the government ever told us the truth?
743, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. What a cynic this guy is. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, looking live. 95 Russell Street, 395, all is well. It's a little busy southbound towards Washington Boulevard on 95, but that's just the normal heavy traffic that clears out after we get down towards the Beltway. Even the ramp down to the BW Parkway coming off of 95 looks good. Both the tunnels running with the lanes open right now. Beltway, though, is slow. Different areas. The outer loop northeast side begins at Bel Air Road. That goes to Providence Road. The inner loop through Greenspring. The west side still hurting from what was a broken down vehicle on the outer loop near I-70. Been gone for a while, but the backup is still there. Still 795, at least to Route 40, and then it gets better as you start down the hill towards Frederick Road. That construction work is there. They work during rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24, exit 76 up through 77 on 95 north. It's not too early to think about a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your cooling system, rotate your tires, get it all done. All the experts right there at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, and the Weather Channel says forecast here is going to be nice for this weekend, more spring-like, as we say goodbye to the winter in about, coming up in about 2 weeks. So it's going to be a nice weekend, though. Sunny, breezy today, 55, 52 tomorrow, 56 on Sunday under sunny skies. Right now we got some partly cloudy skies, 35 in Middle River, and it is 35 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. three stories, one of which is not true, identify the fake news story, you will be the winner. We've got a four-pack of tickets. Last opportunity for you to win the four-pack of tickets, the Maryland Home, Garden, and Craft Show this weekend, starting today at the Cal Palace in the Timonium Fairgrounds. Over 450 exhibitors. It's the best show of the year for home, garden, and craft. And right now, you can pick up some tickets if you correctly identify the fake news story. Kurt in Edgewater is our contestant.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you all today?
We're doing great, man.
After listening to Chuck for years, I'm starting to think that fly ball bounced off his head.
I've had that happen before as well.
Yes, except it stuck for some strange reason.
That's all right.
You want to go first, second, third, or last, Kurt?
I'll go after finally using his head, Whitaker.
All right. Story one. An illegal alien accused of burning a woman alive inside a New York subway car will remain in the United States because of sanctuary city policies that prohibit him from being deported. Remember, he lit her on fire and fanned the flames with his shirt before sitting on the platform? Yep. Under current policies in the Big Apple, the city's corrections department has refused to honor the ICE detainer for the illegal alien. Story two, a federal judge appointed by Biden yesterday ruled President Trump cannot withhold money, military equipment, or intelligence from Ukraine once it was promised during a war. Judge Ali Amar gave Trump 24 hours to reinstate all of the above. And story three, as fashion hit its rock bottoms, apparently one-legged jeans costing an arm and a leg and a toe-curling $440 are kicking up dust amongst clothes horses everywhere. Fans of the half-shorts, half-pants hail them as cream of the cropped. And apparently critics of the kind of cutoffs are praying that, well, their popularity would be short-lived. So $440 for ultra-bizarre one-legged jeans are selling out online. All right. Story one, the illegal alien burned a woman alive cannot be deported. Story two, federal judge says Trump cannot withhold anything from Ukraine during a war. Or story three, the one-legged jeans are now the hot fashion trend. All right. I saw a pair of one-legged jeans once. It was Chuck trying to squeeze into his Levi's.
So we could get him on.
That's right. He had to lie down to get him on.
I had to take him to my job at IHOP.
That's right. Use the jaws of life to squeeze you in.
Listen,
I got the
I
IHOP joke.
Leeway, you just kept going.
I got the IHOP joke. It was very funny, Chuck. That was the funniest joke you've told this week.
Now you can button your ass up.
Here I am giving a very genuine compliment.
I know, you were very complimentary.
I know.
Let me tell you something, Bruce. Reverend.
Bruce, you get to go first.
I think the only one I think is probably true is the most idiotic one, which is number three. So I'm going to toss a coin. I think number two is fake news.
All right, Bruce goes number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I'm also unsure, but I could unfortunately see the New York refusing to deal with the ICE detainer being true, as well as the new weird fashion trend. So I'm also going to go number two. Federal judges overstep, but this seems even too far for them. I'll say two.
And Chuck?
Hi, Bruce. The sheriff's coming.
Reverend.
Reverend. I'll go with two.
Chuck goes for two, and Kurt in Edgewater.
Let's go with two.
Kurt wants to go for two, and number two, federal judge saying that Trump cannot withhold anything from Ukraine during a war. Yes, that's our fake news story today. So, Kurt, you are a winner.
And you're out for 30 days, so we'll see.
You'll have to live vicariously through somebody else or disguise your voice.
Yeah.
No, I'm not advocating that you cheat. Not at all.
Plus, the only way to live vicariously is through someone else. So best of luck doing it any other way.
Yeah, exactly.
In other words, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. So it's the Department of Redundancy.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Kurt, put you on hold today to get your prize. It is 7:50. I want to tell you about the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Michael and his firm are going to be the best that you can contact if you're involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury. And that is something that they've been doing for close to 40 years. They started doing a lot of pro bono work here on WCBM with the Lawyer Show. I remember that many, many moons ago. Since I was here at the time, and still am. But Michael and, of course, they got so busy, give up the show and have some time off on a Sunday, so because he's busy with the firm. And grew the firm into one of the best personal injury law firms here in the state of Maryland. Top 10 each and every year because they put your recovery as their priority. And that's a simple but effective way to, you know, to grow your business when you put people first, as Michael and Marcia and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman all do in the firm. They're in the business of making sure that you get better. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there if you do. Check out their website, maflaw.com. They now have, if you want to call up, and they have these cards, the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident. They're laminated, printed cards that you keep them in your glove compartment and or on your above your visor. Call and ask for your free one today at 410-363-6848. Or you can download your own at maflaw.com.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the left is boycotting Target now because they're dropping DEI. Y-M-C-A. A record number of lefty Democrats are applying for citizenship in Great Britain.
Calling, see, we ain't got no swing.
And Oxford scientists have achieved teleportation. Beam me up, Scotty.
Spock, and if you say we're in a lot of trouble, we are.
Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great piece by Kurt Schlichter in townhall.com. I'll get a post on Bruce's Brain for you at the top of the hour during the news so you can check it out. It's called Democrats Are Just Not Normal. I'll just give you the first couple of sentences because it gives you the flavor of what he's talking about. He says, take that little cop cancer kid. The Democrats sure showed him no applause for you. How dare you be celebrated by the country when the president pointed you out from the lectern. Yeah, they showed him. They showed Donald Trump. They showed all of us. The Democrats aren't going to allow Donald Trump to be nominated, nor kids with cancer, nor foster parents of 40 kids, nor victims of rape and murder. No, the party that thinks some women have penises is not going to normalize the party that doesn't. It's a great piece by Schlichter, and he does some awfully good writing. This is one of his best. I'll get a post at the top of the hour. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at you live on the JFX, Ruxton Road, down through Northern Parkway, City County Line, all is well. Looks good all the way into the ramps downtown. Beltway still has some slowing. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and down the west side, still busy in that stretch from 795 down to Frederick Road. It's been perfect this morning. Very good shape right now at both the harbor tunnels. And, of course, they're still working at the scene of the big four-alarm fire in the city. A lot of the roadway still blocked off. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road, above North Avenue, anywhere in there from between Monroe Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Those roadways are blocked. Those detours are going to be there, and the cleanup is going to be a while, probably through the midday. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny and dry a weekend today. Breezy 55, sunny 52 tomorrow. Warmer on Sunday, sunshine and 56. And right now 36 and mostly cloudy in the city. It's 36 in Annapolis. Coming up at the top of the hour, Cal County Sheriff Jim DeWeese will join us to talk about the juvenile problem of crime, yeah, and him calling out the secretary, Vinny Schiraldi, as well as we're going to ask him what's the status of 287G in Carroll County.
It's interesting, folks, to take a look at what has happened in the Democrat Party. You have them getting angry on a kind of irrational basis. Mostly, I think it's an internal thing. They're just making it an external anger, but they can't deal with what's going on internally on them or on their party. Perfect example, Elizabeth Warren. With a reporter, he asks her Listen to the responses here. He asks her, give us your opinion of Elon Musk.
You had to say one thing to Elon Musk and his 18-year-old Doge, you know, cabal. What would you say?
I'd say follow the law and get the hell out of our agencies. Get the hell out of our government. Nobody elected you.
Wow, little lady's got a potty mouth.
You have no legal authority to be there and no legal authority to do the things you are doing. And the things that Elon Musk is doing hurt real people.
Some kinds of anger can't be managed.
Yeah, that's real anger there, folks. That's not anger management. That is lack of anger management because she feels she can get away with it. By the way, she has become incredibly wealthy. I mean, awesomely wealthy while sitting down in Washington, D.C. Yeah. She went from having a net worth of around $100,000. She's worth like $10 million now.
You know, and the left is going, having fits because Trump said Pocahontas during his speech of the night. Yes. There was a racial slur. I think it was Tampon Tim that that criticized him for that. Well, first off, she's not Native American. It wouldn't be.
She pretended.
She pretended to be. That's the reason why he uses Pocahontas or Pocahontas.
Got herself a rather cushy job teaching other one or two classes a week for a whole bunch of money. Right. Why? Because she said she was Native American.
She lied about it.
Yeah, because your meemaw said you got high cheekbones. You must be. But anyway, she had a perfect opportunity to kind of calm things down and let us know what she felt about those of us in the MAGA movement, and she did in a very short response.
This is a time just to say no. This is a time just to say,
you want a beer?
This is a time just to say no to Elon Musk, no to Donald Trump, and no to these damn billionaires who think they ought to be able to run the earth and make everybody else eat dirt.
Yeah.
Make everybody else eat dirt.
Eat dirt and die trash.
There you go. That's Elizabeth Warren with some good wishes for those of us in the MAGA movement. And while we're off eating dirt,
hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
Fair enough.
She forgets about the George Soros, Warren Buffett's, Jeff Bezos, et al. Top 10 billionaires. I think 7 or 8 of them are Democrats.
Yeah. So look, we're going to hear this kind of anger. You can get upset about it, or more fruitful, just get laughing about it. When your friends share that kind of anger, all you can do is try to chuckle because the anger is not rational. Katie Hopkins, who's one of my favorites, she's over in Great Britain. Here's one quick cut from her taking a look at what's going on in Ukraine, because she says somebody over there has lost perspective.
Zelensky doesn't seem to have realized that his usefulness is up. He was always a puppet. He was fully paid for. It's why he's a billionaire now. If you look at material of him dancing at parties or dressed in latex in high heels, that's more of his, you know, what he's actually there for. That's his talent, if you will, and if he does have one. He's been playing a politician for the people who funded him, who created a political party for him to lead, who put him into the minds of Ukrainians as a leader.
Yeah, that's Katie Hopkins from Great Britain.
Perfect. The visual of him doing that dance.
Oh, it's amazing, folks.
That you showed me the other day. I can't get it out of my mind. How can any foreign leader look at this guy seriously and negotiate with him? If you've seen that, you can't erase it.
I'll try to find it again and get it posted as well. It's hilarious.
It's unbelievable.
He's doing like the Dance of the Veils.
It's amazing. It's crazy. All right. So coming up next, Sheriff Deweese on calling out Vinny Schiraldi as a public safety liability. And it talked about the 287G program on the House. Delegate Nino Mangio coming up at 8:37 this morning. And you got to hear, I've got some audio of Jasmine Crockett. And you probably are familiar with the new Jasmine Crockett, but not the old Jasmine Crockett. So we have a couple of audio examples of what she sounded like before she came to Washington and the new persona that she has adopted once she's been here.
Yeah.
It's incredible. 8 o'clock on the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Ahead of next week's Saudi-hosted talks on ending the war in Ukraine, President Trump says neither Ukraine nor Russia can afford to keep up with the bloodshed.
The president believes that Ukraine wants to make a deal because they don't have a choice. He also said this about Moscow.
Russia wants to make a deal because in a certain different way, a different way that only I know, they have no choice either.
The Trump administration this week paused U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky said he would travel to Saudi Arabia next week for talks with U.S. officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is pausing for 1 month his 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. It's a second such delay since he first unveiled the import taxes early last month. But as of April the second, Mr. Trump says you can be sure that reciprocal tariffs will be taking effect. The latest SpaceX test flight, an unmanned mission, goes up in flames following initial success.
SpaceX launching another Starship rocket from Texas. As it ascended, the first stage booster fell away and was eventually caught back at the pad with giant mechanical arms.
What an incredible sight.
As Starship traveled eastward, trouble.
We are losing attitude control.
Engines started shutting down 8 minutes into the flight, and then...
Can confirm we did lose contact with the ship.
SpaceX flight commentator Dan Hewitt.
Unfortunately, this happened last time.
It was not immediately known whether Starship's self-destruct system might have kicked in. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Tigard, Oregon, suburban Portland, say they're working with the FBI, investigating gunshots fired at a Tesla dealership overnight. The latest instance of vandalism at one of the company's retail stores. No one was hurt. Watching Wall Street, Dow is flat, and NASDAQ futures up 22. Townhall.com.
We talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Friday morning. It's 8:03 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're busy at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are moving. The right tube about 3-4 minutes ago was a little bit slower than the left tube southbound, but it's moving again. I checked on the south end. Traffic is coming out towards Key Highway and down to 395, but it's a little bit bogged down going into the right tube on the southbound side. 895 looks to be in good shape. Beltway starting to thin out just a bit. A little busy yet through Parkville, through the inner loop at Greenspring, and even the west side is starting to look better. Hopefully no late problems. Right now, we're doing fine through that area. It looks like there might be a new problem here on the eastern shore. Let me just pull this up, see what it says. 50 westbound, right before we get into the area at 404, there's a tractor trailer broken down on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. By meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 34 degrees, and Ellicott City has 35 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued a permit that grants the Maryland Transportation Authority permission to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge collapsed nearly a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of a road crew. The expectation is the in-water construction will begin this coming fall. The rebuild should be completed by October of 2028. Maryland Congressman Andy Harris joined with fellow Republicans to censure Texas Democrat Al Green for disrupting President Trump's speech on Tuesday night. Lawmakers in the House voted 224 to 198 to censure Green. 10 Democrats voted in favor of that censure. The rest voted against. Family of Haemin Lee is reacting to the judge's ruling that her convicted killer Adnan Syed can be released from prison. Syed being released after time served under Maryland's Juvenile Restoration Act. The 43-year-old Syed convicted of the 1999 killing when he was 17 years old. And Baltimore police have released images of the vehicle involved in a deadly hit and run on the 3500 block of Pulaski Highway. It took place this past Friday. Crash team officers asking for the public's help to locate a Ford F-250 four-door with multiple items in its cargo area. It's 8:05 for WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3 was 853, your pick 4, 7758. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today, 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the O's and Tigers in Lakeland, Florida tonight. Dean Kramer taking the hill at 6:05, making his third exhibition start. One night after Zach Eflin got cuffed around a bit against the Pirates in a 9-5 loss. O's also announcing right-hander Grayson Rodriguez will undergo further evaluation for a right tricep strain. His velocity noticeably diminished in his start on Wednesday. On the bright side, Jordan Westberg back in the lineup at second base for the first time in a week, hitless in three at-bats against the Pirates. O's also announcing their 2025 Hall of Fame class. It includes the great Adam Jones, humbled by the honor.
Obviously still in the process, but I mean, that's pretty bad to be into a professional organization's Hall of Fame, one that has such prestige as the Orioles does. And obviously down here with T-Bone here, you got Kyle here, Bumber here, some guys who are very formidable in the Orioles organization.
Joining Jones will be Joe Orsolak and five-time Maryland Broadcaster of the Year, Tom Davis. And finally, it must be good to be Stephen A. Smith this morning. Andrew Marchand of The Athletic reporting that he and ESPN have agreed to a new contract worth at least $100 million over 5 years. The agreement will see Smith continue to host ESPN's flagship morning show First Take, but will see some of his other roles pared back, which means he can devote more time to getting the Democratic nomination in 2028. Coming up at 8:35, a royal send-off for Julian Reese. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three on this Friday with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland this week. Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese blasted lawmakers, including DGS Secretary Schiraldi, based on a individual who was arrested and charged in the fatal hit and run of a Carroll County man from Tawnytown. Here's what the sheriff had to say.
He's no longer a political liability for the governor. He's a public safety risk for the governor.
Talking about Vinnie Schrawley. Joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline is Carroll County Sheriff Jim Deweese. Sheriff, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks
for being here. Our pleasure. So, why did you call out Secretary Schiraldi? Is it based on this the juvenile history of Darius Bond?
It's that, and the history of Vinnie Schiraldi. I'm as frustrated as any sheriff, chief, or executive that is in public safety as anyone else, and. Unfortunately, I had to platform the other day to call out Vincent Schiraldi. I know the history of the individual that we arrested for this fatal crash, and I know that he's been dealt with multiple times by DJS and local police. And again, I said it the other day, he didn't just show up at the age of 18 and start getting involved in organized crime and stealing cars, running from police, having stolen handguns, and this is all at the age of 18 as an adult. He didn't just show up doing that, and he wasn't dealt with appropriately as a juvenile. And that's time and time again. Every time we see a story, it's almost inevitable that you're going to hear that there was an extensive history with DJS and nothing was done.
It's amazing that there's as little competence that you see. You contend there's as little competence as there is, but things still do get done, I suppose, to a degree. To what degree are you dissatisfied, if you could quantify it? 10%, 90%?
Well, I'm 100% dissatisfied, and I said this the other day. I've been doing this for 36 years. I'm a retired captain with the Maryland State Police, and I've been the sheriff in my county for a little over 10 years. And policed at every level. I could not tell you the name of a former DJS secretary, because traditionally DJS ran side by side with law enforcement, and they were actually out there with us, helping us interview and handle these cases. I know this secretary now because of the pitiful job that he does and the lack of involvement with DJS and law enforcement when we come across these individuals and their cooperation with us. Time and time again, there's just such a lack of cooperation. There's no unity in trying to figure this problem out. It's our problem until it's their problem, and they just want to boot it right back to us.
Speaking of public safety, there are several jurisdictions in Maryland that do participate in the 287G program. I don't believe Carroll County is one of them. I know you've probably
we are not, no.
You know, would you consider participating in the 287G in order to keep the public safe?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually in talks with Matt Ellison. Actually, not in talks with him. I've signed an agreement with Matt and ICE so that. The deputies in my jail can serve warrants. It's basically a 287G light, and it does help ICE with holding on to individuals in my jail for deportation, but it just gives them a little bit more flexibility. Frederick, Cecil, and Harford counties are all 287G counties, and it's an extensive process to get to a 287G status. We're going to start out as JV if we can, and then move up to varsity. But we really have to see what legislature's doing, because there's a bill in the House right now, 1222, I believe, that's working its way through the House, which is trying to abolish 287G, but give you some leeway when it comes to holding folks for ICE that are here illegally. So I'll have to watch that through the House and see what the result of that is, and then make a determination on something broader. I am one of 10 sheriffs throughout the state that oversees not only law enforcement in my county, but also the correctional system, the local detention center. So 7 of us right now are not 287G. The other 3 are. And I can tell you, the folks that are under county executives just simply won't go in that direction. It would have to be sheriffs that do it.
All right, very good. Carroll County Sheriff Jim Deweese, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Take care.
All right, you too.
8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That broken down vehicle that was 50 westbound coming up to Route 404 has been cleared. It was in the roadway temporarily. It's off the roadway now. Any backups there coming up from Easton through that light at 404 dissipated, and we're back to normal. We're looking at the Bay Bridge westbound from Stevensville. All is well through there. The eastbound traffic as well from Sandy Point. And then we're clear at the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I-97 southbound is not bad at all right now. I know it's a Severn River Bridge. Come on.
I was going to ask. I was holding myself back, Chuck.
I'm a moron? Don't answer that.
Okay.
97, a little busy after the ramps at Route 32. Okay, I'm done. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We thought he had his own pronounce on.
I thought, is he looking for Severn's pay?
Yeah. Yeah, Severn. It's right next to
see if you're listening.
Right next to Riviera Beach.
What the hell?
It is, if you look at it, is Riviera.
Yeah. Well, but it's Rivera.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Unless it's Severn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Sure
then it could be Tosin.
Okay, Chuck, I have a pun for you.
Okay.
Okay, I have a pun for you.
All right.
He's thrilled.
No. Go, Chuck, I have a pun for you.
Oh, I got it now.
All right. That just died on the vine, folks. Your Weather Channel forecast, sunny and dry today.
Somebody passed away there for a minute.
Breezy at 55. It's 37 in the city.
Here's a pun for you.
36 in Forest Hill. Let's find out which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:16 on a Friday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for us to head to the Big Top to see which loon has lost it today. So please enter the Big Top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out comes the woman who really wants to be the new face and voice of the Democrat Party. That's what this is all about. Yes, it's Jasmine Crockett, and she says deportation of illegal aliens is actually all about racism against black people because it means all of us white folks want black people to go back and work the fields.
And as they have decided to go after immigrants and these and things like that, and they've said, oh, they're taking your black jobs. They're taking your black jobs. Not really. They are obviously jobs that they want us to go back to, such as work in the fields, all right? Those immigrants that come into our country, they work the fields, something that we ain't done in a long time. And clearly, he is trying to make us go back to the fields.
Yeah, okay. That's the most twisted, unusual reading of deporting violent illegal aliens I've ever heard in my entire life. But if she believes it, far be it from us, folks, to burst her bubble. And boy, I tell you, I do hope she becomes a new face and voice to the Democrat Party. It would make 2028 seem like an awful lot of fun to look forward to. Right now, Jasmine, please get back in the clown car unless you think that's somehow either cultural appropriation or enforcing something on you that you're not comfortable with. And get the hell out of here.
Oh, but we have to burst her bubble.
Right.
Because people like that should have no credibility, especially when they're complete fakes, phonies, and frauds. So I stumbled upon a piece of audio the other day. Jasmine Crockett before she went to Washington and Jasmine Crockett after she went to Washington. Okay.
And she was very before. She was educated. Good school.
Yeah. Good school. Went to private school.
Yeah.
Private, middle school, high school, and then a private
Catholic girls' school.
Yeah. Right. And then a private college.
Private college, yeah.
And you know, was
did well.
Had good grades. Very educated. And when she spoke then, she spoke like she was, I guess, normal Jasmine Crockett is what I'm assuming.
Yep.
Then she gets to Washington, and she adopts this persona like she's in the hood, man.
Right from the streets, man.
Exactly. So, and we've seen this before. We've seen this phenomenon with multiple, both white and black.
AOC, for
AOC,
example.
AOC, Hillary Clinton, and others. You know
that, by the way,
Hillary Clinton. No way is Targ, if you remember that one.
I always carry hot sauce in my purse.
Right. So here is, listen carefully, Jasmine Crockett pre-D.C. and what she has been in D.C.
Absolutely. First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now it looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress. It's just not what my plan was. But what I've always decided is that I would step up when there was a need.
Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bull. Let me just be real. And we weren't going to sit. We wouldn't, you know.
But when she called me and said, I think it's time for me to retire, and you're the one that I believe should take my seat, I really was kind of caught off guard. I didn't anticipate that. If anyone knows anything about the congresswoman, they know.
We showed up, and if he has some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life. But y'all know he ain't got no sense. So please give some love. This took a little bit of coordinating to do, for sure. We got some cool shirts.
You know, the congressional seat is over four times as large as my House seat. And I was just starting to get into the rhythm of doing constituent services and things like that.
We got Madam Williams, who just happens to have the honorary seat. It's not even honorary because she's holding it down, y'all. But the legend himself, John Lewis, that is the seat in which she currently serves. So she honored his legacy. This is the message that she wanted to send today.
I say, yeah, but perfect enunciation and articulation, different speech pattern entirely before she comes to Washington. Once she comes here, somebody obviously convinces her it's more marketable for you to take on this other persona.
Yeah, might I just note, we be jamming.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Appreciate it. It is time once again for Vinny Steele, home. Your home sold guarantee realty. Sorry, Vinny. All right, pull it together, Sean. So, Vinny, we had you in studio last week. We were talking about some of the challenges sellers out there are having when they also need to buy. So you have so many options available to help those folks navigate a tricky real estate market, right?
Yeah, as a great transition, Sean. Yeah, you know, we were saying, you know, to answer your question, you know, if you're not prepared, you can either wind up paying way too much for your next home, or worse, settling for something that's not ideal because you felt pressured into buying something. So the programs that we have are designed to both provide the time and savings buyers with a home to sell can benefit from in today's complicated real estate market.
And it really is complicated. So rates are the big topic right now, Vinny. Yeah. Even though they've eased a bit this week, there's still a lot of buyers on the sidelines not wanting to pay a high interest rate.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, I wouldn't want to pay it either. Yeah. You know, and we're doing our best to get the word out there. There are special finance programs available from companies like ours that are offering not only discounted rates, but also closing assistance when you bundle your purchase with our lender and title company.
Well, that's big news for someone that's checking the rates every day, like many of us are, and looking at the payment and saying, no way.
Yeah, Sean. You know, we call that payment shock. You know, so here's an example of a home that we've got coming up in Carroll County, priced at $400,000, special interest rate of 5.12%, and a closing cost credit of $4,000 available with 0% down on a 30-year mortgage for those that qualify. And with the closing cost credit, the buyer can either buy the rate down or they could use the money for any closing-related expenses.
That's exceptional. Hey, of course, timing is always an issue as well, Vinny. Making sure that they don't wind up owning two homes or end up homeless after their current home sells.
Yeah, Bruce. You know, most real estate agents don't have the experience when it comes to making sure the process comes together without a hitch. So if your agent is talking to you about contingencies, run, because that's code for them not having any special programs to address the buying and selling process at the same time. So depending on your situation, we may suggest our trade-up program or our sell today and stay, or maybe our buy before you sell program. So to discuss your unique situation, there's no obligation, no pressure. You can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, Vinny, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. We'll see ya.
All right. Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty.
823 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Jammin' Johnson.
We've got a big wreck now, 95 North, looking at it live here. It's just north of Route 32 in Howard County. There are actually vehicles in the roadway on the left side and some vehicles on the roadway on the right side. So right now, it's only the two middle lanes that are squeezing by, and this is going to change pretty much at any time. There's equipment all over the place, but it's a multi-vehicle accident. Some of them are banged up on the left. A couple of vehicles are on the right side. A tractor-trailer is involved. So anybody now north from 216 coming up from 198, as you're coming up to Route 32, going to have to squeeze it together and try to get to the middle of the roadway. Some traffic is getting by, but this is going to be a big backup northbound. Of course, then the options would be either Route 1 or the Parkway northbound. But we'll keep an eye on it, but it's going to back up to 216 here very quickly. I don't think southbound traffic could see it, so we should be okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the 3s. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, would you mind showing us how you could squeeze it together?
Yeah.
If we had a visual, I would show you.
Unfortunately, I'm sure you would.
Would you like me to record it and send it to you?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Then we'll put it up on the website.
Oh, sure.
I have to go get a bigger screen. But, let's just leave it at that.
All right, we will. Thanks, yeah, Chuck.
Funny thing is, Chuck, we had pretty good control of the show until around sometime yesterday. It's just gone downhill since
then. Maybe I'll put some puppets in there with it.
That's good.
Liven it up.
That's good. And a gerbil.
Weather Channel forecast. Nice weekend. Sunny and dry all weekend long. Breezy 55 today, 52 tomorrow. Sunshine at 56 on Sunday. Right now, it is cloudy. 37 in Bel Air. 38 in Pasadena. I don't know if you heard this audio yet or not, but you know the astronauts who are stranded on the International Space Station. Apparently, Elon Musk had offered Joe Biden, President Biden, to send one of his SpaceX rockets up to grab them.
Yeah,
and he apparently declined. And that question was asked of the astronauts. Now, Musk, I think, in 2 weeks is going to send the rocket up to rescue them. And that was confirmed by President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office. But it looks like there may have been a little politics at play here. And although it was not, he didn't come right out and say it, one of the astronauts, the male astronaut, said that, whatever Musk had said was, by implication, was factual.
Our next question is from Aaron Gregg with The Washington Post.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for doing this. So my question relates to Elon Musk has said that he made the offer to bring you guys back earlier and that it was denied. My first question is that true? And if so, what would that have looked like? Was he offering to make another flight, push seats on another flight? Could you give us some background there?
I can only say that Mr. Musk, what he says is absolutely factual. We have no information on that, though, whatsoever. What was offered, what was not offered, who it was offered to, how that process has went, that's information that we simply don't have. So I believe him. I don't know all those details, and I don't think any of us really can give you the answer that maybe that you would be hoping for.
So he's completely factual,
yes,
but he can't comment.
Right.
Got it.
Okay. But it sounds like, why would you play politics? Because Musk was, at that point,
that's right.
Joining
aligned with Donald Trump.
Aligned with Donald Trump. So he didn't want to give Musk a victory, and by doing that, look, the victory would be getting these astronauts home. That's the victory. You would have come off looking like a nonpartisan. It would have been the right thing to do. Everything about the Bidens and the Democrats right now is always partisan. They always put politics over people, and there's another example of it, like they did when they sat on their hands for DJ Daniel during the speech the other night. Let's take some phone calls here. Van is in Pasadena.
Morning, Van.
Good morning. Did you hear about the lady that called in on the daylight saving time and said that this extra hour of sunlight is just going to ruin my garden?
Yeah.
Anyway, there are some people like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's also... It's just amazing. I mean, was she in Congress? Was that a call from Capitol Hill?
Yeah, I would suggest that probably was a congresswoman.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. We've got Frank in Seaford, Delaware.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I got the perfect explanation as to what's up with Jasmine Crockett, and that is she is simply educated beyond her intelligence.
That happens.
Yeah, that's a common theme.
I'm telling you, and also it goes for most all the Democrats in Congress, and especially our very own Chris Coons from Delaware.
Yeah, the bearded Marxist.
Yeah.
Frank, you've got to run. Listen, thanks so much for the call. It's a great line. Appreciate that. Wallace Roofing, and now's the time as we emerge from winter with the, we had a lot of ice and some snow this year, but those really bitterly cold temperatures, and then it would thaw, warm up, then it'd get cold again. That wreaks a lot of havoc and damage on your roof. So you don't want to get up there and inspect your roof. Let the professional professionals at Wallace Roofing. They've been in business over 90 years. They fix my roof. They fix Bruce's gutters in the past. And they'll do the same thing for you. The best thing about Wallace, quality craftsmen, quality materials, affordable rates. That's the best part about it, because we all dread having had that roof either repaired or replaced. And they have all their own employees. They don't contract anything out. So call Wallace Roofing today. They have 0% financing offers available at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. Speaking of roofs, next we go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
I got a pun for you. The family of Heyman Lee is reacting to a judge's ruling that her convicted killer, Adnan Syed, can be released from prison. Syed being released after time served under Maryland's Juvenile Restoration Act. The 43-year-old Syed, convicted in the 1999 killing when he was 17. In a statement, Lee family attorney David Sanford says there was never any new information that called into question Syed's guilty verdict, and nothing changes the fact that he remains convicted of first-degree premeditated murder. Baltimore police have released images of the vehicle involved in a deadly hit-and-run in the 3500 block of Pulaski Highway last Friday. Crash team officers asking for the public's help to locate a Ford F-250, a four-door, multiple items in the cargo area. The front of the truck should have damage to the grill and a missing Ford emblem. The truck may be gray or dark green in color. Anyone with information asked to please call the police. Baltimore County has maintained AAA bond ratings from all three major ratings agencies. Now, that allows it to issue bonds at the lowest possible interest rate, saves millions of bucks for taxpayers. There are only around 2% of the counties in the country who have that AAA. But according to both, to all, Moody's, Fitch, and S&P, Baltimore County is one of that 2%. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has issued a permit that grants Maryland, the Maryland Transportation Authority, permission to rebuild the Key Bridge. The Baltimore Bridge collapsed nearly a year ago when a cargo ship crashed into it, killing six members of road crew. The underwater construction, or in-water construction, should begin this fall, and the rebuild should be completed by October of 2028, costing an estimated $1.7 to $1.9 billion, all federal funded. It's 8:32 on WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Bible is replete with scriptures where God chastises and punishes his people Israel for their sinful disobedience. He often brought judgment to them in the form of famines, natural disasters, or enslavement by neighboring lands. Before you quickly dismiss this as just Old Testament history, let me remind you that there are many people here in America who would identify themselves as God's people just as closely as Israel did of old. God is not only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but also the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thereby making all who claim to be a true follower of Christ also a child of God. So it's to all of you born-again believers in particular to whom I'm speaking. It's time to put your faith above your color. It's time to put it above your politics. And it's time to put it above your wants and desires. God made one race, the human race, and as believers, we're to put aside our human differences and seek that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. When we finally start doing that, maybe our states can once again be united. This is Pastor David Lewis, and it's been today's moment of truth.
A lot of numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 853. Your pick 4, 7758. And now, traffic and weather on the threes at 833. Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on 95 North. The wreck is north of Route 32. They just made a little bit of a change here. They moved some of the vehicles from the left side over to the right side. So now most of the lanes are getting by to the center and the left. I would stay out of the right lane as you're coming north of Route 32. But at least three good lanes right now are open to the left. So that's going to help out the traffic coming up from 216 and from 198. When you get to the bridge at 32, try to stay to the center and the left through that area. There's a new wreck on Route 100 westbound, very close to the ramp at Oakwood Road as you're coming over from Ritchie Highway and then over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whatever your plans are for the weekend, weather shouldn't be a problem. There's no rain or snow, just sunshine and temperatures where they're supposed to be. It is breezy at times today, 55. Tomorrow, 52. Sunday, 56 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The injury list isn't particularly long, but it is consequential for the Orioles, who learned yesterday that right-hander Grayson Rodriguez dealing with a right tricep strain. Further evaluation is necessary. This comes on the heels of Gunnar Henderson shut down with an intercostal strain in his rib and chest area, and reliever Andrew Kittredge dealing with knee inflammation. Tyler O'Neill also unavailable yesterday. Today, soreness in his ribcage. Orioles will be in Lakeland tonight. Dane Kramer will make his third spring start. Game starts at 6:05. Take on the Tigers. This coming Monday, NFL teams will be permitted to contact and begin negotiations with unrestricted free agents. Among them at this point is Ravens left tackle Ronnie Stanley. The Ravens are interested at the right price. The Chiefs and Patriots will be interested at more than likely a higher price. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta asked last week if push came to shove about flipping right tackle Roger Rosengarten to the left side.
He's definitely a factor on the left side if need be. I think we'll try to find the best five guys we can.
Senior day in College Park tomorrow at 3 p.m. when Maryland closes its regular season against Northwestern with a win. The Terps in line for a double bye in conference playoffs. It'll be special tomorrow as one of the great Terps of all time plays his final home game. Julian Reese from Randallstown prepped at St. Francis Academy. Head coach Kevin Willer after the
Saturday
Michigan game.
For me is going to be about Julian Reese. You know, he's a rarity in college basketball now. Stayed 4 years, had a coaching change, stayed with me. We had a tough year last year. He stayed with me. He's a true Maryland guy. I'm asking our fans to come out and make sure they come early and really celebrate a true Terp.
Expecting 17,950 at the Xfinity Center on Saturday. Reese over 1,300 points can join the great Len Elmore as the only two players in Maryland history with over 1,000 rebounds in their careers. And finally, Towson starts its quest for the NCAAs in D.C. on Sunday, taking on the 8-9 winner in the CAA playoffs. It's been 34 years for the Towson Tigers since the days of the great Devin Boyd, Chuck Lightning, and Terrence Jacobs when they went to the NCAAs. And finally, Navy over Boston University, 86-78 yesterday. They will play Bucknell in the Patriot League semifinals Sunday at 12 noon. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Up next, it is time to go on the House. Delegate Nino Mangione, 30 days left in the session. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce. Happy morning, Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. All right, let's get right to it. Revenue write-down, $280 million had to be written down by the BRE yesterday because of the loss of some federal jobs and et cetera. And, of course, that adds to the structural deficit now to $3.3 billion. But Delegate Ben Barnes is saying, hey, it's all Trump's fault, you know?
Yeah, guys, here we are again, right? I love the segment. Friday, it's deja vu all over. Another week, we're talking about more economic problems for the state, more budget issues, these revenue write-downs, which means obviously less money coming in than you originally expected. Not only that, more massive tax increases, which we'll get to in a moment. But you're right, the deja vu, most important here, it is all Trump's fault. Well, Maryland is projecting the state revenue for fiscal 25 and 26 is $280 million less than what they expected. And yeah, some of that is obviously due to some of the federal workforce layoffs and some of the federal funding. But here's the problem. Number one, the state of Maryland has relied far too long one big government, Washington, D.C., the bloated federal government. Now here comes Trump, God bless him, to clean up some of this, that, you know, try to get the nation's fiscal house in order, this $30 trillion plus in debt. But Maryland Democrats, they are, guys, they are losing it in Annapolis. Every hearing, somehow they figure out a way, and even on the floor, to bring up Trump. And let me be clear, I feel bad for any public sector or private sector individual who works hard, an honest, decent person trying to make a living who may end up losing their job. But the federal government here, we should have never allowed it to be this economic driver for as long as we had. But here, let's get into the nuts and bolts here. The concern we have about how to fix this economy in Maryland. Republicans and our leadership, and we're advocating for cutting spending, right? Not always easy, but necessary. What they are doing, this revenue write-down, well, that is on top of the $3 billion that was already in this, that we already had a structural deficit of $3 billion. So the Democrats, they're actually looking for more taxes. So what are they proposing, guys? They address, to address this shortfall, they're looking at a tax of 2.5%, a 2.5% sales tax on business to business services. This will be an absolute disaster. We hear all the time from Governor Moore that he wants to make Maryland a more business friendly. Well, the Democrats have made Maryland one of the worst states to do business in the whole country. But this would be like sticking a knife in businesses' backs. This tax, guys, would actually apply to services like photography or marketing, financial planning, tax prep. I mean, services that companies outsource. And this, I mean, these are bills already. And so you're going to take a company that is paying a bill and then tax them on paying a bill. There is no doubt that this tax will continue to make Maryland less competitive. I mean, I'm not going to say that's an opinion. That's a fact. It's going to drive businesses to neighboring states, no doubt about that, Virginia, Delaware. I mean, a lot of these states don't have these similar taxes. And the Maryland Chamber of Commerce, I mean, they basically labeled it a direct blow to small business. And I'm going to add this, guys. This is not something, you know, we talk about backbenchers or, you know, in D.C., like some of the crazy liberals like the Squad. This guy may be pretty liberal, David Moon, but he's the majority leader who's proposed this bill. And who's supporting this?
Well, yeah, you know, we did confirm yesterday, by the way, that the bill will not affect attorneys.
Oh, well. That's interesting. Okay, I did not.
No, legal services are exempt, and I might add, I think medical services are as well. So the attorneys in Annapolis have put themselves on the same footing as doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, so as a much needed service,
much needed.
Yeah, well, you're right. First of all, you're right. A lot of the delegates and senators are attorneys, of course. But the
shocker,
the Senate president, who I believe is an attorney, he supports the idea.
Yeah.
So this is one of the most powerful people in Maryland, that, and he basically made the argument that the economy has shifted from, really from certain, you know, shifted to these services, and that taxes, as he put it, would reflect kind of the reality of the situation here in our economy. Well, you guys are killing the economy. Like I said before, you relied on the government sector for far too long. We're seeing the realities of these strategies, and now you're going to harm business even further. And what's interesting here, guys, is that the House version of the budget, that's expected to be, I think, passed or to head to the Senate later next week, or the 18th or 19th. So, what is that? I guess that's towards the end of next week. And this bill is getting a hearing, I believe, sometime mid-next week. Here's the irony, right? It came in the dark of night. I believe it was submitted somewhere around this past Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is it already got out of the Rules Committee, and Rules Committee is where bills come to die. And that's how it usually works. You don't get out of the Rules Committee unless it's some type of emergency piece of legislation that really has a chance of passing.
Well, it's a Democrat bill designed to save a Democrat governor. Then, of course, it gets fast-tracked. So hold that thought. Delegate Ito Maggioni is on the House. More coming up in just a second.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is squeezing out another traffic report. Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, indeed. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway with the new new wreck just north of the VW Parkway in Prince George's County. There's a wreck there. Looks like it's occupying at least one lane to the right. So the backup there would be coming up from 214 at Central Avenue and up to the accident scene. A lot of late slowing right through there. Nothing major now. 95 is getting better. The wreck is still on the right shoulder now, just north of Route 32 in Howard County. Still backed up a little bit there as you're coming up from 198 and from 216. Just to make sure when you get up there to Route 32, try to stay to the center and the left-hand side of the roadway. That fire call from early this morning still there. It's going to be a while, probably the better part of the day. They're still working at Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road in the city. Big perimeter set up in that area. Anybody north of North Avenue and south of Pennsylvania Avenue, Reisterstown Road, you'll have delays through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says a gorgeous weekend. Sunny and dry today, breezy 55. Right now, cloudy 38 in Glen Burnie, 39 in Middle River. We are on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Another tax they're looking at, Nino, is the sugary drinks tax. And I'm wondering, because I haven't really gotten into the deep details of this bill, but do we know what the trigger is on this? Because after all, there is 12 grams of sugar in a glass of milk. So mm-hmm. is milk going to be taxed, or is it just a certain threshold like juices and sodas?
Yeah, I don't think milk will be taxed. No, and two Democrats are considering this tax on sugary beverage distributors. I think it's HB 1469, which adds a 2 cents per ounce excise tax on these distributors of these sugary beverages. They're expecting it to generate, I think, $500 million, and it's going to fund, I think, free school meals and apparently child care. And under the beverage, I believe a sugary drink or whatever is defined as a drink that contains added sugars or artificial sweeteners. So milk will not be included.
Yeah, because that's lactose. Yeah, lactose is natural occurring.
You know, take a look at those states where entrepreneurs have the worst time starting up a new business, which is a fair indication of the state of business throughout the entire state. Maryland is the 12th worst state in the country. The 12th worst. People just don't want to start a business here because of the tax environment. And a 2.5% tax added on top of this, my bet is, gosh, we're going to make the top 10 of that worst list sometime real soon.
I'm really surprised that we're not in the top 10 already. And there's no doubt every year I go to Annapolis, I see some of these anti-business bills that are proposed. They actually propose one. Actually, my dad was in Annapolis. He was testifying against it. That was a massive increase in the minimum wage. And I want to just point this out because I printed out an article a little bit back when we were talking about the revenue write-down. I want to make this point because it relates to the business. There are some quotes in this article. I think it was in the Baltimore Banner. I was just reading it a little. Well, actually, I have it here. It's in the Baltimore Banner. It is exactly why people do not believe the politicians. And this kind of is the point you made originally. It's in regards to the blaming of Donald Trump. So people need to understand, as you hear all of this, if you turn on your local news and see Democrat politicians from the state of Maryland railing against what Donald Trump is doing, remember, they ran up a $3 billion deficit. The analysts warned about it. Trump gets back in the office. He has been in office for less than 2 months. Think about that. Less than 2 months. And here's the article where our Democrat leaders, our fiscal leaders, are saying things like, quote, "We are witnessing the direct and real painful result of the Trump administration's chaotic moves in Washington, D.C. Well, that is the chair of the Senate Budget and Taxation Committee. Well, your leadership, you helped usher in a $3 billion deficit. Then we have the Secretary of Budget and Management saying that these federal actions are slowing the nation's economic growth already. We must prepare for outsized impacts on Maryland's economy and our state revenues. No, ma'am, Ms. Grady, Ms. Secretary Grady, your boss, the governor, and the Democrat supermajority ushered in the $3 billion deficit. Derek Davis is the treasurer. He was calling it a blank show, referring to, well, I can't say that word, but obviously that things are pretty chaotic. Well, the $3 billion didn't come from, what,
40 days of Trump being in office. The same can be said about the appropriations, Jeremy. He went as far as saying that Trump is intent on decimating our federal workforce, cutting services for those who need it, and wrecking our economy. No, the $3 billion deficit that you ran up in the state of Maryland by passing, for example, the blueprint for the Kerwin bill that we couldn't pay for, by these radical climate initiatives that we can't, that are ridiculous, number one, we can't pay for, by putting more people on these social programs, running up the cost for free health care, you could go getting us in the marijuana business, paying for illegal aliens. This caused our state to more or less go bankrupt, and now they are blaming Donald Trump. It's amazing. We talk about, I just mentioned the Kerwin bill, by the way. I got to give Governor West more credit. He tried to put a little bit of, I'll say this, he tried to pump the brakes on Kerwin. He understands. I mean, his people aren't, these are smart people. They're just ideologically. Yeah.
But did he? But yeah. Did he try to pump the brakes, or did he know all along that Senate Democrats were not going to accept the cuts in the blueprint?
Well, that's a great question. The House Democrats shot it down, obviously, in our committee,
right,
where they basically, I mean, I think that, now that's a good question. I honestly can't answer that.
I'm just a little bit more cynical than you are, but I just think that he knew all along, I'm going to publicly say we need to cut the blueprint, and then knowing full well that, look, the teachers union control the Democrats. There's no way they're going to cut the education blueprint for the future.
I think politically, like, if I had to say, I don't think that, I think the Democrats in the House just steamrolled them, to be honest. I don't think that, I think he, because he's running statewide, obviously he's very liberal, but the governor, you know, has a statewide audience where these individuals have district-wide audiences in very liberal districts, and they can tell the governor, we're not listening, and they do. Yeah. I don't think that he, I don't believe that it was political in the governor's part. I think he had to realize, live within a little bit of the realism of the situation. And the House of Delegates, as they do, pushed it to the point where it's like, nope, we'll figure out how to come up with the money. And how? Well, you get, you know, this business to business service on tax services.
Billion and a half now. All right, we got to run. We're out of time, but always a pleasure. We could talk for hours.
Thanks, Nino.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk next Friday on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. You know, Tim Kyle, great electrical service. They've done electrical work in my home, at Bruce's home, whether it's interior electrical work or exterior, including landscaping and lighting. Tim Kyle has brought that commitment to excellence and service year in and year out, one of the best in the area. And now they've branched out to HVAC. So as we move from winter into the spring and on to the summer, you got to make sure that air conditioning unit is working at top efficiency, that it's working properly. And now with electric rates, look, they're going to go up again in June. So if you think the electric bill you're getting for the winter is going to be bad, just wait till the summer comes. So you want to make sure you're working, it's working properly and efficiently. Call Tim Kyle out. They will perform maintenance, check your system, make sure it's working, and make whatever recommendations they need to make so that you are not going to be wasting money. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. You can check them out at timkylecompany.com.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. And Oxford scientists have achieved teleportation. Beam me up, Scotty.
Spock, and if you say we're in a lot of trouble,
we are. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm a talk show host, not a doctor. 8:53 traffic. I'm sorry, I spent way too much time watching Star Trek early on in life. Way too much time. 8:53 traffic weather on the threes. He's a traffic reporter, not a doctor.
Too bad they beamed you back.
Chuck Whitaker.
One of those cases where the Vulcan mind melt didn't work.
He gave him the nanu nanny.
I just got to open myself up to this stuff, folks.
That's all right. You know, I get it all day. What are you talking about? The Interloop at Green Spring, that's the one area. It's a little bit slow at the Beltway. Everybody else is doing fine, both the tunnels and all that traffic coming south from the JFX. No delays right now. Settling down pretty nicely. Now, the wreck was a little bit slow yet. Still on the right shoulder, northbound 95, Howard County at Route 32. There has been some slowing right there at the scene. Capitol Beltway with the wreck, late slowing Prince George's County. The wreck, outer loop between University Boulevard and the Parkway, and it was still crowding the right lane as you're coming north, eventually try to get up towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather channels are sunny and dry this weekend. They're calling it Kim Klasick weather. Breezy 55 today, 52 tomorrow, and sunny and 56 on Sunday. She's not looking too thrilled here. I think she likes 60 or above.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, Kim.
Good morning,
Doing
guys.
Our best here, man.
I mean, look, once it hits 70 degrees, I'll be happy.
All right, 70.
All right, next week, I think it might hit 70.
I think it might.
Yeah,
you're so right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you can stop wearing muckluck sork, you know.
Yeah. That is true. Gosh, yes, that's true. All right, we got a good show planned today. Will Hanna, a friend of mine, he's also an advocate in the Park Heights area for some of the community development out there. We're going to talk about that. But also, he is with Immigration Enforcement. So we're going to talk about the process, deportations, what ICE has been up to here in the Baltimore region. I think that's going to be very fun. He'll be here in studio at 10 a.m., and if people want to ask questions, they can. Also, Baltimore City Council, they held a vote in committee yesterday for absenteeism. This is what kills me. Kills me about where we are in Baltimore City. You've taken everything from the parents, right? And then you get shocked that the parents don't step up and actually raise their kids. But this is what happens when you've had decades of the nanny state. So now they're mad that, you know, parents aren't making sure their kids get to school. But you've been wanting to raise them from the womb until, you know, the end of time. So this is what happens.
I think it's fascinating. They're just now discovering that absenteeism is a problem.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. How many juveniles were out of school, you know, involved shootings? And I mean, it's just like...
I just added it.
Did you see the surveillance video of the Lansdowne hit?
So I spoke to a police officer friend last night about that because it was under my understanding that they were not going to release that video under any circumstances. Fox 45 made the executive decision to release it.
That's brutal.
I thought that was pretty interesting on their part. You know, whether how you feel about these kids, whether they're, you know, part of a gang, whatever. A 16-year-old being gunned down in that way, that is somebody's
in broad daylight.
Baby. Yeah.
Near school.
I personally would not have posted it.
Right.
I just thought that was bad for him. And you know I love Fox 45, but I just couldn't believe that. How do you guys feel about it?
I think my initial gut feeling is that, but I think we're at a point now we need to shock the system.
Yeah. I don't like snuff films.
I don't either. But yeah, I think we need to impress upon those people that are cutting the rules in this state, the governor and the Democrat supermajority, this is how bad it is. And I think that's the only thing that gets their attention.
I hope it does. I hope it does. Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
We will talk about that, of course. And then also daylight savings. That's the big question of the day.
Yeah.
Do we toss it? Do we keep it? Did you hear President Trump say it's a 50-50
split? Yeah.
I think he's right about that. Whenever I talk to somebody about it, either they're right on my side on it or they're on the other side of it. I personally kind of like it the way it is. So a lot of people don't. I always look.
We heard that you wanted to change it to a warmer month.
Yeah, well, I just want to change
instead of March.
Yeah.
I want to hunt down Mother Nature and just be like.
It took me a couple of years to figure out that when you were daylight savings, you weren't actually saving the daylight to be used later sometime.
Yeah.
You know, it's just basically moving the clock. But you know, it was put in because it was an energy saver. I think initially was why we ended up.
Is that why it was?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
For energy. It was a better thing for energy. Well, okay, it doesn't make any damn difference. The sun comes up when the sun comes up, and it goes down.
Well, they
always
said it was for the farmers because they would be able to.
Well, that's the cows.
But here's the thing: I mean,
the cows don't pay attention.
They get up early anyway in the morning. I know a lot of people that run farms are out even before the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Do they figure?
A farmer now, call Bruce.
Yeah. Do they really spam call? Do they figure really that the cows going to set their clocks? Oh man, we can't give milk now. It's got to wait an hour. Time change.
Exactly. They don't do that.
We'll talk
about it.
Kim Klasick live coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. So, you look at these 45 days, and we're about halfway into the first 100 days with lightning. I mean, look, next week we got peace talks in Saudi Arabia, and who knows what's going to happen in Gaza. Hamas has now been put on notice. Trump is serious now.
It's not like
he wasn't serious before, but he met with those hostages the other day in the Oval Office, and he was moved.
And I've heard parallel stories coming out of Israel that they are ready to finish them off permanently.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You cannot begin any kind of restoration of Gaza without Hamas being eradicated.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that may mean hostages will die.
I think many of them are already dead.
I think so, too. Right. I mean, they're keeping the bodies, and they release the bodies after saying these kids are alive.
It's pure, unadulterated evil. Yeah. Have a great weekend. Back Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.